but even a triple's okay. We're gonna cheer and boo and raise a hullabaloo at the ball game today.
Batter off, break one.
Hey, the game has just begun and the home team's out to win.
Very swing,
right two.
And the pitch is dipsy-doo. Genius fastball pop right in.
This is it.
9 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You're dancing.
Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it. Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Baby, baby.
Get down on it.
Get on it.
Get down on it.
Sha-da-ba-da-ba-da-ba-da.
Oh, what you gonna do? Do you wanna get down? Oh, what you gonna do?
Get your back up off the wall.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
If you really want it,
get down on it.
You gotta feel it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Come on in.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
While you're dancing.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
Get down on it.
8 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
Seventeen, you don't think that much about life. You're just living like kerosene dancing around the fire. But you're in, so you jump right in. Ain't afraid to fall and you give it all. She got the best of me. She broke my heart, now all that's left to me. Best
to me. 7 minutes until Rough Riders baseball.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up. You got to pump it up, don't you know? Pump it up.
More minutes till Rough Riders baseball.
He said one day you'll leave this world behind, so live a life you will remember. My father told me when I was just a child, these are the nights that never die. My father told me.
Five more minutes until Rough Riders baseball. minutes until Rough Riders Baseball. Riders Baseball coming up in just 3 minutes.
West of the eastern coast, carving the wind, dawn of your eyes, dust off your smile, when you say us, you make me trust I will never keep you from an open door. I know.
Two more minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
You will see somebody else around everyone else. You're watching your back like you can't relax. You're trying to be cool. You look like a fool to me. Tell me why they have to go and make things so complicated. I see you the way you're acting like you're somebody else. Gets me frustrated. Life's like this, you.
Rough Riders Baseball starts in 60 seconds. More ticks till Rough Riders Baseball. Pitch is right around the corner. Frisco Rough Riders Baseball is 15 minutes away. It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show featuring interviews, updates from around the Texas League, tonight's lineups, and a preview of tonight's game. Now, here's your host for the Rough Riders pregame show, Chris Jarrett.
Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on Saturday night, just a few moments away. Hi, folks, and a happy weekend to you. Hope it's going well. Frisco, fresh off of their first win of the week. They put the three-game skid in the rearview mirror last night with a momentum-turning win, 8-6, over the Tulsa Drillers. A lot of phenomenal things. We'll talk about it as the pregame show winds on. But first, let's welcome Mr. Zach Bigley back with us to Tulsa, back to the broadcast. Zach, what was the last couple of days like for you, and how you been?
I'm good, Chris. Yeah. Happy to be back. Yeah, it was really fun going out to San Francisco, and my sister graduated medical school, so congratulations to Dr. Rachel Bigley. And Good to be out there for a little bit, but happy to be back, and this is a really exciting ball game we're both looking forward to.
Really exciting pitching matchup that we've had the last few nights. You go back to Justin Slayton, Clayton Beater, a couple Texas guys. Last night you had Cody Bradford, Landon Knack, and tonight I think the pinnacle with Bobby Miller and Jack Leiter, two franchise guys with the Dodgers and the Rangers.
Both top pitching prospects in their organization, both guys who have had success and a little bit of troubles this year, but Jack Leiter definitely a guy who had his best start his last time out. Six shutout innings, his last time at home, just two hits, struck out five, didn't walk anybody. And I think for you and I, the fastball control was the most impressive thing to us. And I think ultimately we're looking at Jack Leiter to build on top of that. And still just 22 years old, but his best professional start so far.
Hoping Cody Bradford last night starting something momentum-wise for Frisco. He struck out 10, which is a Riders pitching high this season in his five innings of work last night. It powered Frisco to their first win of the week. They look to make it two in a row tonight. When we return to the Riders Baseball Network, we'll catch up with Tulsa Drillers and legendary broadcaster Dennis Higgins on the other end of this break. We'll hear from Dennis, talk about his road through broadcasting, talk about his time here in Tulsa, and just a great interview perspective-wise on a great career in baseball and baseball broadcasting. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network. Drillers and Rough Riders taking the field at 7:05 tonight.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning. A process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much. The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Back on the Riders Baseball Network, I'm Chris Jarrett. Tulsa and Frisco continuing their six-game series with Game 5 tonight between the Rough Riders and the Tulsa Drillers. We now have the opportunity to be joined by the legendary broadcaster on our pregame show, Mr. Dennis Higgins. Dennis, happy Saturday to you. How are you, and what a matchup we have in store tonight.
Well, thank you, Chris. Good to have you guys in town, and I'm really, really excited about this matchup tonight. I don't know if there's a bigger pitching matchup around the whole country tonight, including the big leagues. Two number one guys, dueling aces, we call it, and I'm really looking forward to this.
Certainly am as well. Young, talented pitchers that sounds like they come from competitive backgrounds, college arms, in talking, of course, about Tulsa's and the Dodgers prospect, their top pitching prospect in Bobby Miller, and for the Texas Rangers, their top prospect in Jack Leiter. Let's talk a little bit about your background in broadcasting. It goes back a long time, not to date you or anything like that, but before broadcasting, how did you get your start? When did you decide that you wanted to get into broadcasting?
Well, growing up as a child in Southern California, listening to Vin Scully and Jerry Doggett on the transistor radio every night, I had two older brothers, so I was kind of indoctrinated early. And always in the back of my mind, I always thought I could be a broadcaster, play-by-play, specifically baseball. That was my passion, baseball radio. And as I went through high school and college, I started to drift towards political science. I got my degree in political science at Sacramento State University. And then from that, used my degree to drive a beer truck. I worked for Budweiser in Sacramento, delivery driver for Budweiser for like 7-8 years. And one night as I approached age 30, my dad called me and he said, "Hey, when are you getting off that truck?" And I said, "I am. I will at some point." He says, "Well, you're not getting any younger." And it's just something kind of hit, clicked with me, and I thought, man. So I went to a sportscaster's camp. It was kind of a fantasy camp down in Los Angeles. It was like a weekend camp, just on a lark kind of, to see what it'd be like. And from that, I decided, you know what, I'm going to give this a try. And I went back to San Francisco State University and got a master's degree in broadcasting. And there they have a tremendous program at San Francisco State. All the students were able to do all the games on cable TV and radio. And it was a great opportunity
That's
for
huge.
Me. Yeah, absolutely. There's nothing like doing it. And so from that, I was able to get my first job in Helena, Montana, back in 1991. That's the Pioneer League, Rookie League Ball. And that was the Helena Brewers, Milwaukee Brewers Rookie Club. And Mike Matheny, who's now managing the Royals and previously managed the Cardinals, he was the catcher of rookie season there. And Jeff Cirillo is another guy that got to the big leagues had a nice career. He was in Helena as well. But I was there for two summers, probably my favorite two summers doing radio. Just everything was just so pure, and just being in Montana was wonderful. And then I was able to parlay that into Eugene, Oregon. Then that went to Wichita. And then I got to go to San Francisco, and then I've been all around. I've been in Fresno, back to Eugene, and this is my 13th year in Tulsa.
Wow. And so the Drillers obviously treating you nice, and Dodgers baseball as well, but formerly before that, Texas Rangers affiliate as well, and some other affiliates here. The alumni list for the Tulsa Drillers, with how long baseball goes back with them, but the list of alumni is really incredible.
Oh, it's fascinating. I mean, you mentioned it. I mean, Tulsa's had baseball here since 1905, professional baseball. Longtime affiliate with the St. Louis Cardinals when they were a Triple-A team in the American Association. And then a long relationship with the Rangers, as you mentioned. But recently, this is our seventh year with the Dodgers, and we've had nothing but success here. Last year was the first year as a Dodger affiliate. We didn't get to the postseason. And, you know, it's interesting, Chris, when they won the World Series 2 years ago, the Dodgers, over half that roster had passed through Tulsa within the previous 2 to 3 years.
Yeah, that's incredible. Looking at also, too, you get named Oklahoma Sportscaster of the Year. What was that honor like, to be given that award and a great group of guys that you're included with now in that name?
Well, it was totally unexpected, and you had to be nominated for that is what I was told. And I think Barry Lewis, the sports writer here for the Tulsa World forever, 30-plus years, I believe he's the one who nominated me, and I was really surprised because I'm an interloper, so to speak. I'm only here for the season. I live in Wichita, Kansas in the offseason, so I thought, well, I'm amazed because I'm a guy from out of state that I got voted on and won that award. So I was very humbled and very honored, very unexpected.
Yeah, we're speaking with Dennis Higgins, the Tulsa Drillers broadcaster on the Rough Riders pregame show. Also, in your time in San Francisco, you work with a broadcaster with the weight of the name of John Miller. Well, what was that like to be able to be around him and some stories that you had in that time in the Bay?
Well, the guy has so much passion for baseball, and it shows in his broadcast, and that's exactly who he is. He's the same on the air as he is off the air, and just a really nice guy, very helpful to me to get that job, very helpful in my career. And a wonderful broadcaster. I mean, obviously, among the best up there with Vin Scully. Just a notch or two below Vin in my mind. But, no, just a remarkable guy. And what really struck me is his passion, Chris. I mean, he's legit. When he's in the booth, his body's gyrating around as he's announcing the game. His arms are flailing, and he really gets into it. I mean, he's the real deal.
What has broadcasting given you? What has the game of baseball and just sports in general provided you?
A lot of happiness. You know, people have asked me, do you want to get back to the big leagues? And, you know, at my age, I'm really happy here in Tulsa. This is the last stop for me. Hopefully I can get a few more years in. I just love the game of baseball. And to be honest with you, when I got to the big leagues, it wasn't quite what I thought it would be. The players aren't the same as far as relationships and access and all that. There's a lot of egos up there. And I really like minor league baseball. It still seems to be pure and kind of what baseball was, the major leagues were back in maybe 30, 40 years ago. Just really enjoy the game of baseball. It's a beautiful thing. You know, Hank Greenwald, who was the broadcaster for the Giants, the late Hank Greenwald, was very helpful to me too in San Francisco when I was coming through there. You know, he would always say on his broadcast, when you come out to a baseball game every single day, you're bound to see something for the first time. And it's amazing how often that's true. I mean, look at that rundown we had here the other night.
No kidding.
There was like five or six players in the ball time going, what's going on here? You know, it's just remarkable. And then the other night, you guys had seven straight walks, 9 in 1 inning. Those are both Tulsa professional baseball records. So every night you come to the ballpark, that's what's great about baseball. You don't know what you're going to see. And hopefully tonight we see two really good pitchers. pitchers go at it and have a real battle.
Yeah, something and what you say too, over 100 years of Tulsa baseball and something that's never happened this weekend. So really, really special. Mr. Yeah. Dennis Higgins, appreciate your time. Best of luck and hoping as well for a great matchup tonight.
Well, it's good to have you and Zach here in town. Welcome to Tulsa, and it's too bad you guys don't come back again this year like they used to. We'd go to your place twice, you'd come here twice. But we'll see you in Frisco late in the season.
All right, sounds good. Rough Riders and Drillers with a 7:05 first pitch time on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV, all from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Let's head back out to the ballpark on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
First pitch time between the Tulsa Drillers taking the field tonight as the T-Town Clowns, and then the Frisco Rough Riders donning their Dallas Black Giants jerseys for the first time this season. A pair of Negro Leagues teams. Honoring those two teams, and the T-Town Clowns, kind of like a Harlem Globetrotters back in the day with an entertaining form of baseball. And that's what Tulsa residents said and how that was presented. Then the Dallas Black Giants, one of the earliest forms of professional baseball in the North Texas area. So really cool as both teams in Tulsa and Frisco honoring those former teams and their greats that took the field. We'll talk about that as one of our storylines tonight. But I think one of the biggest is looking at the pitching matchup of Jack Leiter, top prospect for the Rangers and their top draft pick in this recent 2021 draft, taking the mound against the number two ranked prospect behind Diego Cartaya, the Dodgers prospect at a catcher, but their top pitching prospect in Bobby Miller tonight. Now we're just a few moments away from the fans here at One Oak Field meeting tonight's starting lineups. Take you through some of the scores around the Texas League while we have the opportunity to do so. In the top of the fourth, Springfield in front of Amarillo, 3-1. That game starting a little bit earlier. Wichita and Northwest Arkansas, normally a 7:05 start time this week, but they got an early jump, and it's the Wind Surge in front, 6-2 on the road. Wichita has been tied for a majority of this week. If I'm not mistaken, every game in this week they've been tied with Tulsa, with the same wins and losses in the North Division, and that continues. But Wichita looking like they'll, if this continues, be on the winning side of things in front of the Naturals, 6-2. At 18-12 this year. Northwest Arkansas at 16-15. Corpus Christi in Midland just underway. They're in the top of the first inning with a 7 o'clock start. And then the other two ball games, this one here, and then Arkansas and San Antonio with a 7:05 first pitch time. Series comes to a close tomorrow. But what a matchup we have tonight between Miller and Leiter and two college guys as well, as we caught up with the Drillers broadcaster, Mr. Dennis Higgins, to get his perspective on it as well. And two guys that, for the most part, understood to be still early on in their career, but show a lot of promise in what we've been able to see from them so far. National anthem just a few moments away for the Dallas Black Giants jerseys for Frisco. It's a gray top and gray pants with Black Giants and black letters written across the chest, and then pinstripes up and down and on the hat as well, with the big Dallas D right on the front and a pinstripe hat and a black bill. And then the T-Town Clowns, it's got a bit of a Tulsa look to it. You could still be able to decipher the two teams. It's a blue cap and then a gray jersey with T-Town on the front and the white home pants. National anthem time from One Oak Field. We'll come back, and Zach Bigley joins us in the booth for the call of the game between Frisco and Tulsa at 7:05.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
How's your lawn looking? It takes time and effort to maintain a healthy lawn. Russell Jenkins here at ABC Home and Commercial Services. Save time and let our professionals take care of anything your outdoors might need, from lawn care and maintenance to landscaping, irrigation, and pool services for your home or business. Visit us online at goaneater.com. At ABC, it's not just about what we do, it's also about who we are.
ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride.
And now, it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
High fly ball to left.
Oh my goodness!
1-1 is crushed.
Deep to center field. Oh, how far will it go?
That's back and that's gone.
Dives and makes the catch. Unreal.
Cut on and miss. Strike three.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off.
The temptation.
The Rough Riders are proud AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers since 2003.
How about it?
Oh, my goodness.
And now, let's head out to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's Zach Bigley and Chris Jarrett.
The Frisco Rough Riders took their first game of the series last night, and today, for the first time this season, they play as the Dallas Black Giants in this matchup of two teams playing as Negro League monikers. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Tulsa, Oklahoma. It's the fifth game of the six-game series. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Today, the Rough Riders play as the Dallas Black Giants against the T-Town Clowns for the Tulsa Drillers. It's the AA affiliates of the Texas Rangers and the AA affiliates of the Los Angeles Dodgers. Chris, we're looking forward to a very good pitching matchup today, as you highlighted in the pregame show, with Jack Leiter and Bobby Miller, each the respective parent club's number one pitching prospects. Let's take a look at those lineups that they'll face today.
Let's do it. First for those Dallas Black Giants, the shortstop Johnny Ornelas in the top spot. Dustin Harris, the left fielder, batting second. Blaine Krim at first, who continues a terrible week, batting third. And the second baseman batting cleanup, Ezekiel Duran. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Josh Stowers. The catcher tonight, switch hitter, David Garcia. And 7-8-9 for Frisco of Sandro Fabian, Trey here at third and Kellen Strom in right field.
Johnny Ornelas is up at the plate. He's ready to go against Bobby Miller, a talented right-hander out of the University of Louisville. Ornelas in from the right side. The right-hander back into his windup and the pitch on the way. A strike on the lower outside corner, and it's 0-1. We are underway from One Oak Field in Tulsa at 7:07 in the p.m. Just 2 minutes tardy on what is a slightly overcast day, but nonetheless very beautiful. Here's the wind back in the 0-1. Ornelas swings, rockets it on the ground into right field for a base hit. Ornelas goes the other way and picks up a leadoff single for the Rough Riders here in the first inning.
Well, Zach, yesterday an 0-for-5 day for Ornelas, a pair of strikeouts. Knew that with what we've seen from him, he'd bounce back. And a great start with a base hit.
And Chris, just a 2-for-17 series for Ornelas, coming in still hitting .345 despite that. That's fifth in the Texas League entering today. So he leads things off with a single in the first inning, and Dustin Harris climbs in from the left side. Bobby Miller, the right-hander with a Dodger blue glove tucked to the chest. Now he has his sign, closes off from the stretch, kicks and fires. A check swing, fastball inside at 100 miles an hour, and it's one ball and no strikes. And that's what Bobby Miller will do. He'll run it up there. That last pitch at 100, he'll sit 97-101 with the fastball. Excellent breaking stuff from the stretch once again. He kicks the 1-0. Harris swings and misses way out in front of him. Good changeup off the outside corner. And it's one ball and one strike. Miller will go fastball, curveball, slider, change. He closes off from the stretch. Infield up the middle, a double play, depth playing to pull. He slings a throw over to first. Ornelas back in with a step and a dive. Just underway here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. Rough Riders with an 8-6 win last night, snapping a three-game skid through the first three contests of this series. Miller ready, and the 1-1. Inside, nice backhanded pick by the catcher, Hunter Fiducia. On a ball in the dirt, and it's two balls and one strike. Bobby Miller has been a little bit up and down this season so far for Tulsa. He's making his sixth start of the season, 0-1 with a 5.51 ERA. Ready from the stretch. He kicks and deals the 2-1. A chopper foul right side. 97-mile-an-hour fastball, and it's two balls and two strikes. His last time out against Wichita on May 8th, he went 4 2/3 innings in his start, allowing three runs all earned on three hits. Five strikeouts, three walks, though two of those runs came in after he left the game on stranded base runners. A little bit better than he might lead on to be. The pitch. Inside and low on Harris, and the count is run full at three balls, two strikes. Just underway, no score, runner at first, nobody out. He got hit around a bit in Springfield two starts ago, allowing seven hits over three innings, and so he's been introduced rather rudely to the AA level. He kicks and fires. Ornelas takes off. There's a drive in a right center field, sending Kendall back to the warning track. He's under it, makes the catch. Ornelas turns tail, speeds back to first, and he's in there. Dustin Harris gave it a ride, but Kendall tracked it down just shy of the warning track in right center field. A fly out for the first out in the first inning.
Well, just a great at-bat by a guy in Dustin Harris, Zach, that continues to rack up the walks. Seven this week against Tulsa, and he took Bobby Miller to a full count right there and got a good pitch to hit and hit it well.
Here's Blaine Krim now. Righty's pitch. Curveball sits high. One ball, no strikes. Dustin Harris has maybe not picked up the hits, just two hits this series, but as you mentioned, he's walked a bunch. Good to see him getting on base. Here's a guy who has been on fire in Blaine Krim. The pitch home. He takes another curve, this one on the outside corner for a strike, and it's 1-1. Krim has home runs in three straight games. He's hit four home runs in his last five. A total of seven now this season. The batting average is back above .300 at .302. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider off the outer edge. One ball, two strikes to him. Krim so far in this series, 6-for-13. He's knocked in six runs. And with a home run today, he has a chance to be the first Rough Rider to home run four straight since 2014. A pinch, a check swing on a pitch off the outside corner. He went around for strike three. Good slider off the outer edge. Krim didn't agree with first base umpire Raymond Patchett, who punched him out. But it's the first strikeout for Bobby Miller, and there are two outs. Ornelas at first, no score. Ezekiel Duran makes his way to the plate now, in from the right side. Raymond Patchen there, calling Krim out on the check swing, our first base umpire. From the stretch, Miller deals. High and inside, backs him off, one ball, no strikes. Arley Acosta has balls and strikes behind the plate. Isaias Barba is our third base umpire, currently stationed behind the mound in the middle of the field, with Ornelas taking his lead from first base. Right-hander from the stretch, first base side of the rubber. He kicks and fires home. Slider inside corner for a strike, one and one. Let's get to the defense behind Miller. It's James Outman in left field, Jaron Kendall in center, and Andy Pajes in right field. Cody Hosey has third. Jacob Amaya is the shortstop. Michael Bush at second. And Justin Yurchak holds on Ornelas in first while Hunter Fiducia does the catching. Here's the righty's pitch. A swing and a miss and a good curveball off the outside corner. It's one ball and two strikes. Ezekiel Duran snapped a 9-game hitting streak with an 0-4 yesterday. But he has been swinging the bat very, very well. Lots of hard contact. Down in the count, 1-2. Here's the set. And the offering in. Soft grounder, foul right side. Over towards the Tulsa dugout. It's still one ball, two strikes. Duran 5-for-16 here in the series. A series in which the Rough Riders have given up a lot of runs to these drillers. Ready from the stretch. And Miller throws back over to first. Nice pick at first base by Yurchak on a ball in the dirt. Ornelas back in safely. The fewest amount of runs the Rough Riders have surrendered here in this series, 6 to Tulsa through 4 games. They've had to score and score a lot. The pitch home. Duran swings, cracks it high in the air and deep to center field. Kendall back to the warning track. He's at the wall and he makes the catch. One of the deepest parts of the ballpark in deep right center field. Duran gave it a ride, but the ballpark holds it. Kendall tracks it down, comes away with it, and it's a scoreless first inning for Bobby Miller. It's Jack Leiter on the mound for the Dallas Black Giants. When we come back, we're scoreless from Tulsa, Oklahoma on the Riders Baseball Network.
Welcome to your hometown Whataburger. Customization is what we've always done.
You want mustard and mayo? You want ketchup? We'll make it how you like it.
When you customize your own burger, you can put your personality in it.
This is my Whataburger, with Manny's ketchup, all the vegetables, no cheese.
We customize orders 24 hours a day.
Everybody wants it just like they like it. When you can make it your own, that always enhances that experience for you.
However you want it, I got you. Here at Whataburger, we make it just like you like it, whenever you like it.
If you're suffering from knee or hip arthritis, the resulting pain can keep you from activities you love. Mako Smart Robotics is an innovative solution for many suffering from arthritis. Mako uses 3D CT-based planning software so your surgeon can know more about your anatomy to create a personalized joint replacement surgical plan, helping you get back to the things you love quicker, like rooting on your favorite hometown team. Learn more at makosmartrobotics.com. All surgery carries risk. See your orthopedic surgeon to discuss your potential benefits and risks. Not all patients will have the same postoperative recovery and activity level. Individual results vary.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993. We're online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Time to start the bottom of the first on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Home half of the first inning, Michael Bush in from the left side against Jack Leiter. No score. Here's the windback in Leiter's first pitch. A drive into center field, right at Josh Stowers, though it drops in front of him for a base hit. Michael Bush ambushing the first pitch. Smashed it right back up the middle into center for a single. Number 3 prospect in the Dodgers system picks up a single against the number 1 prospect in the Rangers organization. Number 17 overall prospect in baseball, Jack Leiter, making his 6th start in a Rough Riders uniform. Although it's a Dallas Black Giants uniform today. Here's Jacob Amaya now, the shortstop, the pitch. Chopper, right side, that sneaks through for a base hit. Two pitches, two singles. Bush turns tail on his way to third. The throw, not in time. And on the throw, Amaya goes to second. Kellen Strom tried to get Michael Bush at third base, but letting the throw go through. A good piece of base running by Jacob Amaya. Two pitches into this one, already two runners in scoring position for Tulsa. First one hit hard, second one not so much, just kind of snuck through. And James Outman bats now. He was on an 8-game hitting streak and already has two home runs in this series. Wider from the stretch, the right-hander delivers. First pitch curve high and outside, one ball, no strikes. Trey Hare in at third, but the rest of the Rough Riders infield stays back and plays to pull against the left-handed batting left fielder Outman. Lighter from the stretch. Glove at the belt, he kicks and delivers. High. Fastball at 95, and it's two balls and no strikes. Lighter coming off his best start of the season last time out at home. Six shutout innings, just two hits allowed. Five strikeouts, no walks. 2-0. Curveball inside corner for a strike. 2-1. Lighter allowed only two hits in that start, and he's allowed two hits on the first two pitches of this game. He nods yes at the sign from the stretch. And the 2-1. Swing and a miss, and a good curveball down low and inside. Outman was way out in front. It's two balls and two strikes. Talking to Jeff Andrews, the Rough Riders pitching coach, about Lighter, he said he'll tell you he's a slow starter. First inning's always a little tough for him. He likes to settle in. The 2-2. Down low and inside with a fastball at 97, and it's three balls, two strikes. And so, slow start rearing its ugly head here early on, right away. Trying to settle in. On the season, he's 1-2 with a 1.93 ERA. Allowed a lot of unearned runs. Six of his 10 total runs allowed this year have been unearned. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. 98 upstairs. He climbs the ladder. Picks up K number one. Lighter fell behind 2-0. Worked his way back. Strikes out the red-hot James Outman. And here's Andy Páez. Páez, a right-handed batter. Whole lot of power. Whole lot of strength. First pitch. Curveball. Strike outside corner. And it's 0-1. The zone today for Harley Acosta, the home plate umpire, is going to play a huge role in Leiter's success. We've seen some tight zones by home plate umpires against him this year. From the stretch, 0-1. Ground ball, third baseline, inside the bag and fair down the left field line. Kicks off the sidewall. Bush scores. Amaya around third, he comes in, and Páez pulls in at second with a two-run double. 2-0 Tulsa here in the first inning.
Boy, that ball couldn't have been closer to the line, Zach. It's the first two hits, the second one a bit of a squibbler out to right, and then that one right there just past Trey Hare down the third baseline, and then it gets a tough bounce off the wall that caroms out a bit. So it's going to have to be bounce back time. Lighter, a longer at-bat to Outman, an at-bat that he started backwards, but it resulted in a strikeout.
2-0 Tulsa out in front. Lighter giving up three hits and two runs here in the first inning. The pitch home. Breaking ball settles on the inside corner to Ryan Ward, a strike, and it's 0-1. He's only recorded one out, and those two earned runs already ties a season high against him. Most hits he's allowed is four in a start. Open stance, left side for Ward. Lighter's pitch. Another curveball misses inside, and it's one ball and one strike.
We saw Cody Bradford give up three runs in the first two innings. Strapped in, finished with 10 strikeouts in five innings last night, got the win. So it's certainly a possibility.
We've seen Leiter struggle early and come back and really settle in. Ready's from the stretch, and the 1-1. Chopper right side, weakly hit. Duran charges, picks hip high, throws onto first underhand. A little shovel over to first base in time for the out. Páez down to third on the play, two outs. Rough Riders trailing 2-0 in the home half of the first. And Justin Yurchak makes his way to the plate. Into the defense behind Jack Leiter today. Dustin Harris in left, Josh Stowers in center, and Kellen Strom in right field. Trey Hare has third, Johnny Ornelas in short. You just heard from Ezekiel Duran at second. Blaine Krim at first. David Garcia, as he usually does, catches Leiter. The pitch, curveball inside. One ball, no strikes. And so far, as we expected, it's what we saw in the last start. All fastballs, curveballs from Jack Leiter.
Hasn't really thrown that many pitches yet either. Still, at this point, Bobby Miller has thrown more with 17, and that was 15 for Jack.
Offering it, curveball grounded foul. Friendly fire towards his own dugout right side. 1-1. First pitch, singles for Michael Busch and Jacob Amaya, and then a second pitch, two-run double by Andy Páez. So if there's any silver lining to take out of this, it's that. Not a lot of pitches. Páez leads from third. 1-1. Weak chopper, right side, Leiter off the mound, can't get it, fielded by Krim, nobody at the bag, everyone's safe. Páez comes in to score, and it's 3-0.
That, it's tough to see who that falls on, because of course Leiter was occupied by the infield bounding ball. And I think that Ezekiel Duran, seeing that his first baseman Krim also going over, might, I don't know if it's hard to say that that's his ball that he goes to, or if he continues to play, and who that falls on. But it was a really high chop right side, and of course towards Duran, but he's so far back on the cut of the grass sack, I almost think that maybe it's him to see to try and cover up at first where there's no one there.
I think that's a play where Leiter just trying to show off the athleticism of too much, reaching out with his left hand, lost his balance. If Krim communicates with him there, it's a different story. Pitched to Hunter Fiducia, misses high with the fastball, 1-1, no strikes. If Krim is able to communicate, hey, I got this, calling him off, I think Leiter just races straight to the bag. And that's the end of the inning. Instead, it's an infield RBI single, 3-0 Tulsa. The pitch, fouled away left side. 1-1, one strike to the catcher, Hunter Fiducia, who has a home run in this series, but is 2-for-7. 3 runs in, the most runs allowed earned against Jack Leiter so far this season in a single start. It all comes here in the first inning. He kicks in the 1-1. Ground ball to second. Duran has it on 3 hops. Crow hops, flings it on to first, and gets Fiducia for the final out of the first inning. But Tulsa strikes thrice. 3 runs on 4 hits, no errors, and 1 runner left on base. It's Tulsa 3-0 as we go to the top of the second here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch.
Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code RUFFRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come into score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
It's time for the top of the second inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Tulsa gets to Jack Leiter on the offensive side in the bottom of the first inning, scoring 3 runs on 4 hits. Rough Riders trailing 3-0 as we go to the top of the second from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you along on what is a gorgeous Saturday for baseball, 86 degrees, partly cloudy. Rough Riders playing as their Dallas Black Giants moniker for the first time this season against the T-Town Clowns, a couple Negro Leagues teams going at it. Josh Stowers steps in from the right side against the hard-throwing Bobby Miller. Here's the windback and the right-hander's pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. 98 on the gun on that fastball. We've seen him at 100 miles an hour already in this game. Picked up a strikeout in the first inning, allowing just a single to Johnny Ornelas. Windback in the 0-1. Curveball misses up high, and it's 1-1. Very interesting first inning on both sides. You look at the Rough Riders, and They only picked up one hit in the first, no runs. 1-1. Hit foul. Out of play right side. 1 ball, 2 strikes. But 2 flyouts to the wall in center field. And against Jack Leiter, a lot of soft contact producing runs. 1-2. Slips high and inside. 2 balls, 2 strikes on Stowers. Rough Riders leading it off in the top of the second, down 3-0. So there are some positives you can take out of it. 2-2. Swing and a miss. Good curveball off the outside corner of the dirt. Bobby Miller picks up his second strikeout. One down here in the second, and David Garcia makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders with 3 hard-hit balls in that first against Bobby Miller, but Jack Leiter giving up the 3 runs. Switch hitting David Garcia in from the left side. Right-hander Miller squares his shoulders towards the third base dugout, has his sign, winds back and deals home. Down low and inside, it's 1 ball and no strikes. There were many thinking that Bobby Miller was going to be a higher draft pick coming out of Louisville in 2020. There were some current concerns about his repeatability of his motion, though, as he deals in the 1-0. A high skyscraping pop-up into shallow left field. James Outman sauntering in. It's the shortstop Amaya going out, and he puts it away above his ball cap. 2 up, 2 down in the second inning. That's 5 consecutive retired by Miller after the leadoff single from Ornelas. 3-0, Rough Riders trail, and Sandro Fabian makes his way to the plate. Miller was taken 29th overall in 2020 after the COVID-shortened season in college baseball. Pitch home. Fabian watches outside, 1 ball, no strikes, and he has since blossomed into the number one pitching prospect in the Dodgers organization, who throws 100 miles an hour. That's new as well. The right-hander's 1-0. Curveball in there for a strike. Right down the heart of the plate, 1-1. It's always easy to look at the velocity and say, well, he's ready to be in the big leagues. But Miller, according to a lot of guys at the Dodgers organization, has a lot of room to grow. The 1-1. High strike right across the letters. It's on the changeup, and it's 1-2. So trying to figure things out here in Double A, still very young. 1-2. Ground ball up the middle. The shortstop Amaya to his left. He bobbles, and no play. Fabian safe at first. That ball took a high hop at the last second off the heel of his glove. He had a long way to go and get that ball off to his left. But once he got there, he couldn't secure it. And it's an error that allows Sandro Fabian to make his way aboard with 2 outs here in the second.
You talk about still a lot of room to grow. And for the most part, people seeing someone that can throw 100 and show what Bobby Miller has shown already and think still room to grow, that sounds pretty darn good.
Sounds pretty dangerous.
Yeah.
Here's Trey Hare now, left-handed batter, the pitch. Curveball outside, 1 ball, no strikes. It's a very similar thing to Jack Leiter, a guy who has incredible stuff but still has a lot of room to grow as a pitcher, and no reason to rush him. From the stretch, the 1-0. High pop-up into shallow left field. James Outman under it. Hardly has to move. Now comes trotting in a couple steps. Plants his feet, makes the catch, and the side comes to a close in the second. For the Rough Riders, no runs, hits, and air. One runner left stranded. We go to the bottom half of the second inning. Our score, it's Tulsa 3, Frisco nothing. Here on the Riders Baseball Network. After a 6-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
Is your business struggling from inefficiencies during the workday? We're talking workflow woes, document deviation, print service problems, or any kind of digital solution distress? Zeno Digital Solutions works with all sizes of businesses to find the perfect solution, big or small. We partner with the biggest names in the industry to bring our customers the most efficient and cost-effective outcomes. Connect with us today at zenodallas.com and take advantage of our free cost analysis. For the last 25 years, we have been hitting it out of the park in Dallas, Fort Worth, and the rest of North Texas, and are certainly proud to be partnered with the Frisco Rough Riders.
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Time for the bottom of the second here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter back out for his second inning of work. First pitch to Cody Hosey is high, and it's one ball and no strikes. Cody Hosey, Jaron Kendall, Michael Bush, 8-9-1 against Leiter, who saw seven men come up to the plate against him in the first, the 1-0. Fouled off of Garcia's glove, back behind home, and it's one ball and one strike. Three runs across on four hits against Leiter. It's 3-0. Tulsa out in front. Leiter looks over his glove. He has his sign. Deep breath. Back into his windup, the 1-1. Fastball rocketed foul out of play, right side. And it's one ball and two strikes. Chris, you and I were talking in between innings, and you read off this tweet. At the St. Paul Saints, AAA affiliate of the Minnesota Twins, just had a crazy first inning. The 1-2. Ground ball up the middle, over the second base back, takes a high hop over the lip of the grass, and trampolines over the top of Ezekiel Duran, who is there defensively. It's into center field for a base hit for Cody Hosey. And more poor luck for Jack Leiter as he gives up his fifth hit, a season high.
Yeah, it is really, that's tough, because that's a hop on the first hop. It looked like it was about eye level to Duran, and the second hop goes about 10 to 12 feet high and over his head. And there were a couple hits that resembled strokes of fortune like that back in the first inning.
Leadoff runner aboard. Here's Jaron Kendall. First pitch, a swing and a miss, and a fastball, and it's 0-1. That first inning for St. Paul, they sent 26 men to the plate, scored 21 runs with three grand slams.
I want to know how much
inning.
Time it took.
Right? From the stretch, 0-1. Off the outside corner, one ball and one strike. 21 runs in one inning. And it was the first. Three grand slams. That might be the most impressive. That has to be the most impressive.
I mean, go fans' perspective, go home. You've seen it all.
1-1. Inside. Two balls, one strike. Do you know where they were they at home?
I can't. Let's pull up the box score, maybe.
A look in by Leiter. From the stretch, he deals. Inside corner with a curveball for a strike. Count horizons at two balls and two strikes. Frisco trailing 3-0 as we play in the bottom half of the second inning. Leiter from the stretch, first base side of the rubber. He fires. Fouled out of play, left side. Still 2-2. Pull side shift on the infield for the Rough Riders. Leiter, one strikeout in that first inning. He has his sign and sets. The pitch. Inside and hit him. Hit him with a curveball that slipped out of his hand, and it's back-to-back base runners here in the second inning.
This ball game must have been... Because that tweet was from an hour ago, and now looking at live scores says that it was postponed due to rain. So I wonder if rain had anything to do with that, St. Paul.
Was it a joke? Hit by pitch, puts runners at first and second, nobody outs. And back up to the top of the order, it's Michael Bush, who singled back in the first and the first pitch of the game that he saw, the offering. Curveball slips up high in the attic, and it's one ball and no strikes. Jack Leiter does not look comfortable right now. Hitting a batter with two strikes, very uncharacteristic. He looks in for his sign. And the right-hander's got it. He sets. Looks back towards second, the 1-0. A fly ball into left field. Harris back a couple steps, shy of the warning track. He's under it and makes the catch. Runners tag and hold. And there's the first out of the second. Fly ball out to left field brings Jacob Amaya to the plate.
On your what you're talking about, too, with a hit-by-pitch with two strikes, on a left-handed hitter as well, where we've seen number-wise entering tonight, nine walks for Leiter, and none of them have come against a left-handed hitter. So he's really comfortable attacking batters that stand in from the left side. Rare to see him hit a batter standing in from that side.
He kicks and deals. Curveball, strike to Amaya, right-handed batter, and it's 0-1. In addition to that, rare to see him get hit around. He hasn't had a start where he gives up a ton of hits like this season. Opponents were just hitting 162 against him. The pitch off the outside corner in the dirt. Garcia picks, and it's 1-1. 162. Minuscule numbers. And now he's given up 5 hits already, not even through 2 innings. Rough Riders trail 3-0. Uncharted territory for Jack Leiter from the stretch. He looks back towards second, the 1-1. Off the outside end. This is the slider. 2-1. So we've talked about his maturity a lot. He has the ability to bounce back almost effortlessly from tough innings. 2-1. Line the opposite way. Off Crim's glove at first base into right field. Hosey up to third. He gets stopped right there. And that loads the bases up on the 6th hit of the day for Tulsa. Ozzy to third base, Jaron Kendall to second. Jacob Amaya with a line drive base hit to right field off of Blake Cribb's glove, who leapt high in the air just off the tip of his glove. Bases are loaded with one out for James Outman.
Crim at first made an unbelievable catch on a line drive that was through the air, and he jumped and timed it perfectly to be able to get to his highest spot and pull it down. That time was just a tad too late lifting off, and so wasn't able to time it like he liked and got the glove up. I think he would have gotten there if he jumps, I mean, just a hair earlier. Got the glove on it, as you mentioned, but fortunately nothing where it dives out and right and allows a run to come in.
Tulsa has just one grand slam this year. It came from Michael Busch. Here's James Outman. Ready from the stretch, the pitch. Inside, 1-0. Outman 0-3 this season with the bases loaded. He has driven in one run on a bases loaded walk. Leiter would love a ground ball right here. Pull side shift on the infield for the left-handed batter. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Good change off the outside corner. 1-1. Leiter struck out Outman on an elevated fastball back in the first inning. His only strikeout so far today, here with one out in the second. He kicks the 1-1. Grounded weakly to the right side. Crim has it, slings it on to second for one. No return throw back to first as Leiter was late getting off the mound. Hosey comes in to score, and it's 4-0 Tulsa.
Well, that's just a hard miscue. There was no one there. And I think it is Jack that gets to that bag and covers if Crim throws to second. We've seen before Crim get the ball down there and turn and get back to the bag, but with where he fielded it, that's tough because it brings in another.
Yeah, if you're not holding on the runner as a first baseman and you backhand a ball, there's really no way you can get back to the bag in time to turn a double play. That's what happened with Crim. Leiter was beaten by Outman to the bag, so no double play. And here's Andy Páez, first pitch. Curveball outside, 1-0. Páez, 2-run double back in the first inning on a ground ball down the third base line. Tulsa with 3 runs in the first, another one here in the second. They lead 4-0. Leiter readies, and the 1-0. Off the outside edge of the slider this time, and it's 2-0.
As you mentioned, you know, it's doable for Leiter to lock it down and start to breeze through some innings like we saw last week, but he's certainly going to need the offense, and an offense that has scored this week, but they'll need him again.
2-0. Páez watches low off the outside corner. Leiter wanted it with the fastball, and it's 3-0. You mentioned the Rough Riders have scored. The Drillers have scored no fewer than 6 runs in any game so far this series. From the stretch, Leiter the 3-0 pitch. Low and away, 4. 4-pitch walk to Andy Páez, loads the bases again with 2 outs this time. Kendall at third, Outman scoots to second, Páez to first base. Here's Ryan Ward with his 9 home runs this year. And Jeff Andrews, the Riders' pitching coach, emerges from the dugout, and he's going to go talk to Jack. Rough Riders' offense here in the series through the first 4 games, 6 runs in the first game, only 2 in the second. But then 7 runs in game 3, And yesterday, 8 runs to come away with their first victory of the series, 8-6. Frisco has been able to score, and they've been able to send the ball out of the ballpark as well here at 1-0 Field, but not so far today, and a tough task against Bobby Miller. And you could make all the comments and talk about all the hoopla of a game coming in like this, where it's Jack Leiter against Bobby Miller, two big names. It makes it very hard when one pitcher struggles. You still have to face that really good pitcher on the other end with your offense.
Yeah, you certainly do. And it's, you know, we talked about it. There were things to be taken away from the first inning where Frisco got some really good contact on pitches from Bobby, but it looked like he kind of tightened it down in the last half inning that we saw there.
So Leiter with the bases loaded, two outs, left-handed batting Ryan Ward in open stance from the stretch. Leiter's pitch. Fastball just misses inside, one ball, no strikes. Mentioned Ryan Ward with those 9 home runs. Ward with the bases loaded. This season is 2-for-4. He's driven in 5 runs. The 1-0. This is down low, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. None of them have been home runs, though. No grand slams for him. Been a very productive offensive player so far in this series as well. He's 5-for-16 entering today. Grounded out to second back in the first inning. 4-0, Tulsa leads the Rough Riders. In the home half of the second inning, 2 outs, bases loaded. Best speed is at third base. Leiter twirls the ball behind his back. The right-hander has his sign, comes set. First base side of the rubber, kicks 2-0. Fastball high, 3 balls, no strikes, and there's no place to put Ryan Ward. 7 consecutive out of the zone from Leiter. He nods at the sign, comes set. 3-0. Fastball in there at the knees, right down the heart of the plate for a strike. And the count goes to 3-1. Grant Wolfram has started to loosen in the Rough Riders' bullpen, the left-hander, if they do need to end Jack's night early. Hopefully he'll be able to get out of this. He nods yes at the sign. And he fires. A drive into right center field. Stowers after it. He can't get it. It drops in. Kendall scores. Outman around third. He comes in to score. And Tulsa all over Jack Leiter. They now lead 6-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. 2-run single for Ryan Ward. He drives in his 23rd and 24th runs of the season. Andy Pajes makes his way to third base. And Tulsa, 6 runs on 7 hits. And that's going to end the night for Jack Leiter. His first bad start of the season. He can't make it through 2 innings. And Jared Gettert points out to left field with his left hand. He's going to get Grant Wolfram from the Rough Riders bullpen. So a disappointing start for Jack Leiter on the road here in Tulsa, facing a very good offensive team in the Drillers. He exits with runners on the corners that he's still responsible for as the left-hander Grant Wolfram comes in out of the Rough Riders bullpen. 6-0, Tulsa leads it with 2 outs here in the second. We'll step aside on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball requires balance at the plate and on the plate to win. That's why winning players choose Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jack Leiter done after just an inning and two-thirds on this Saturday night in Tulsa, Oklahoma. He's still responsible for the two men aboard, but right now six runs on seven hits allowed over those inning and two-thirds. One walk, one strikeout. Tough start for Leiter. Grant Wolfram replaces him out of the bullpen. Runners on the edges. Justin Yurchak, the eighth man up to the plate in the inning for the T-Town Clowns. Their Negro League moniker from the stretch. Lefty's pitch. Fastball, strike in the inside corner, and it's 0-1 at 94 miles an hour. Grant Wolfram, the lefty, making his second appearance here in this series. Wolfram readies, and the 0-1. Swing and a miss. Elevated slider, and it's 0-2. 25-year-old stands at 6'8", 235 pounds. 2-0 with an 8.64 ERA this season, making his seventh appearance. 0-2. This is up high and inside. It's one ball and two strikes. Biggest thing for Wolfram this year has been his command. When he's been on, he has been really good. But a lot of walks this year. 13 walks and 8 in the third innings. He issues in the 1-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider off the outside corner for out number 3. Grant Wolfram comes in, picks up his first strikeout, and ends Jack Leiter's night at just six runs allowed. It's 6-0 Tulsa out in front of the Rough Riders as we go to the third, where Chris Jarrett takes over on the play-by-play, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
To celebrate the impact of Negro League Baseball, the Frisco Rough Riders are proud to return the Dallas Black Giants to the Diamond this season at Riders Field. Debuting on Juneteenth, help us bring one of the earliest professional teams in North Texas back in the spotlight. More information on the Dallas Black Giants can be found online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering solutions that improve Texas communities.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
We've reached the top of the third here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Go time for the Rough Riders as they trail Tulsa on Saturday night early. 6-0 our score with the Drillers at home in front. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you from One Oak Field in downtown Tulsa, Oklahoma. Frisco sending 9-1-2 to the plate as we begin the third inning. Jack Leiter's night has come to a close. Meanwhile, Bobby Miller back out for the start of the third, his first pitch. It rings in there at 99 for a called strike one. Low and outside, nips the corner. Kellen Strom in his first at-bat tonight. Miller in the windup and the 0-1 pitch. Way outside. 92 this time from the right-hander Bobby Miller, and it's now 1-1. Didn't see Kellen Strom yesterday, the game prior. Came back on Thursday. Three walks in his four trips to the plate. 1-1. Oh, a tough called strike two. Breaking out of the zone low and beneath the knees for Strom. And it's now 1-2.
What a late call by Acosta, too.
Miller's 1-2 pitch. Bouncing in front of the plate. Count is now even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Leadoff batter for Frisco to start the third. Kellen Strom, even count. The pitcher Miller, swing and a miss. Strike three, got him. Middle fastball at 91. And Strom couldn't catch it. There's one gone. The third strikeout of the night for Miller. Top of the order now at Johnny Ornelas.
I think, Chris, this is going to be a really important juncture in the game right here. Second time through for the Rough Riders, starting with Johnny, who picked up a base hit in the first inning. Harris, Krim, and Duran all saw a lot of pitches from Miller. See if they can make some adjustments and pick up some base hits.
Righty-righty matchup to Ornelas. And the first pitch. Back up the middle on a couple hops into center field, a base hit. Johnny Ornelas already with a multi-hit night. And a one-out base hit in the third to try and launch something for Frisco.
Fifth leading hitter in the Texas League, goes 0 for 5 last night. He's 2 for his first 2. And he is just not cooling down at the plate. It's crazy.
You just knew that an 0 for 5, 2-strikeout night would not replicate or roll over with the numbers that we've seen from Ornelas this season. The first one, really hard hit off the dirt in the infield right side. That one a little slower, but the shortstop still quick enough and hard enough. Amaya couldn't get to it. Righty-lefty to Dustin Harris. First pitch from Miller. Swing and a miss outside on the slider at 87 for strike one.
This is a guy the Riders need to get going on the power side of things. Just 2 home runs. He's the longest home run drought amongst guys who have hit home runs.
No balls and a strike to Dustin Harris. Ornelas dancing at first, the pitch. Swing and a miss again on a high off speed. I think the slider again at 86. And it's 0-2 as Harris cannot see that pitch. And so he'll full reset from the left side. This is Bobby Miller. Born in 99 against Dustin Harris. Born in 99 as well, the same year. 0-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Little lower and beneath the knees. And 3 swings and misses from Dustin Harris. There's 2 gone. 4th strikeout of the night for Miller. And the job now to Blaine Krim. Frisco's had a base runner in each of their first 2 innings. And now roll it over into the third with Ornelas' 1-out single. But they've done nothing with him tonight so far. Righty-righty from Miller to Krim. Back to the net on a foul ball, 0-1. Bobby Miller, the 4th-ranked high school prospect out of Illinois in 2017 by Perfect Game. The guy right above him, Reed Detmers. Bobby and Reed both go and play college ball at Louisville. Same draft class. They both left after their junior years, 0-1. Inside. Now 1 ball and 1 strike. Reed Detmers, of course, recently throwing the no-hitter for the Angels a number of nights ago. We actually watched that in the hotel room.
Yeah.
1-1. Lifted down the third baseline and tailing for the seats. And a hard hit ball for strike number 2 on Krim. 2 gone and Ornelas at first base. That was a ball game that Brett Phillips pitching for the Rays in the 9th inning just to get them through. They were trailing, I think 12-0 was the score. And kind of a nice sidebar of entertainment. And what was otherwise a really big night for Reed Detmers. 1-2. Downstairs. A little outside. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Both Detmers and Miller taken by a Los Angeles team. Two-two pitch. Chopper left side. Amaya, the shortstop, coming in. Sets and throws to first, and it's online. One out base hit to Johnny Ornelas is left stranded. Frisco with the second hit of the night. Still no runs up on the scoreboard for the Rough Riders. A 6-0 ball game going into the bottom of the 3rd inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Little Sweet! Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Little Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
Carpet Tech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpet Tech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
At Primrose Schools, a child's first years are our first priority. From infants to 5 years, high-quality early learning education and care means health and safety always come first. In classrooms with low student-to-teacher ratios and a thoughtful balance of play and structure, guided by teachers who nurture your child's natural curiosity, inspiring a lifelong love of learning. Visit primroseschools.com/DFW to schedule your tour today.
It's time for the bottom of the third on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seven, eight, nine for the Tulsa Drillers. No runs on a hit offensively in the last half frame for Frisco. They still trail 6-0. Bottom of the third inning, Grant Wolfram, the left-handed reliever on the mound for Frisco. His first pitch, down and away. Starts the third, one ball, no strike to the catcher, Hunter Fiducia. Lefty-lefty, the 1-0. That misses. Now two balls, no strikes. Fiducia was the seventh and final batter for Tulsa in the bottom of the first inning. A frame that saw three runs on four hits. 2-0. High pop-up. Right in the middle of the infield. And Trey Hare in from third makes an underhand catch. A little scary, but out number one. First time tonight that the leadoff man for Tulsa offensively has been retired. It was a leadoff single from Michael Bush to begin that three-run first frame, then three more in the second with a leadoff single from this guy in the third baseman, Cody Hosey. High chopper up the middle. First pitch from Wolfram to Hosey. Lace towards third. Hare on one hop and on a knee makes a stab. Long throw to first, high by Krim, but he comes down on the bag and got him for the second out. Oh, that one makes your toes curl. A little high riser on the throw from Trey Hare, but it's in time, two gone.
The ball was hit so hard, Hare had all day to throw, and he took a couple crow hops. And sometimes it's those where you overthink things. Luckily, Krim had time to get back down onto the bag after leaping, as you mentioned.
Here's Jaron Kendall, first pitch. Way high for ball one.
Very rare you see two corner infield guys both under 6 foot. That's what the Rough Riders have today.
The 1-0 in there. Taken, and the count's now even at a ball and a strike. And Trey Hare at 5'10", and Blaine Krim just a tick taller, 5'11". The 1-1 drops low. Two balls and a strike as Grant Wolfram relieved Jack Leiter of the second inning. Came in and on four pitches got Justin Yurchak to go down swinging for the final out. 2-1, mounts is low and skips away from Garcia behind the plate. Three balls and a strike. Bases empty for the center fielder, Jaron Kendall, who as a freshman at Vanderbilt hit a walk-off in the College World Series. 3-1, high fly ball, shallow right field. Krim called off by the second baseman, Duran, waves his arms and makes a two-handed. Nice secure catch for out number three. A bit of a change of pace offensively for Tulsa. They go down 1-2-3, and for the first time, don't score three runs in their home half of the inning. It is a 6-0 ball game, and we go to the top of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to team up with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. Beginning on Cinco de Mayo, the Riders will take the field in select games as Los Quesos Frisco. Fun Cup is specifically designed to help teams connect with their fans to embrace the culture and values of their Hispanic and Latino communities. Los Quesos Frisco gear is available now. Get yours today at Riders Outpost or online and find more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
The party deck at Riders Field offers one of the best views in the ballpark, located high above the first and third base lines. And when the summer heat hits, add on an adjoining suite to enjoy your experience in the cool AC. Reserve yours today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
New for Riders fans in 2022, we're proud to announce Silver Slugger Tuesdays. Fans 65 and older can receive a $10 ticket price when they show their ID at the Rough Riders box office. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Top half of the fourth inning coming your way here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
A breezy third inning that saw no scoring between Tulsa and Frisco. The Drillers on Saturday night in front 6-0 our score. Chris Jarrett, Zach Bigley with you. Continuing our coverage in downtown Tulsa at One Oak Field this week. The Drillers coming into the week riding a two-game win streak, and they continued it by taking the first three games over Frisco, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Last night, the Rough Riders got 10 strikeouts in five innings from Cody Bradford, and they got their first win of the week. Put a three-game skid to the end. Trying to build on it tonight, but they trail 6-0. Here's Ezekiel Duran. First pitch, catching outside for strike one. Right-handed starter Bobby Miller back out on the bump. He wears 25 for Tulsa. Spins the 0-1 home. Breaking ball that couldn't come down. Curveball stayed high, and it's 1-1. Big time pitching matchup coming into tonight. The 1-1. Hard hit ground ball up the third baseline. Backhand stab by Hosey. Throws across and right on the front porch of Justin Yurchak for the first out. Coming into the night, it was Leiter v. Miller. Jack in his first summer of professional baseball and Bobby Miller in his second. Was drafted by the Dodgers in 2020, but of course no season in 2020. So that debut bumped a year. First pitch to Josh Stowers, down and away for ball one. Stowers went down as the second strikeout at the time of what's now four for Miller, back to begin the second. Ready from Miller to Stowers, 1-0. Popped in the air and behind home plate over the net and over our heads, now 1-1. Draft class in 2020 for the Dodgers that has now surfaced to Tulsa. 1-1. Off the inside edge of the bat, floater right side of the infield, and Justin Yurchak, the first baseman, right there for it. Three pitches, two outs for Bobby Miller. He threw almost 20 in the first inning. And he's really settled down since then. Catcher David Garcia's next. There's two hits for Frisco up on the scoreboard. They both belong to Johnny Ornelas. Trailing 6-0, they'll need that offense. Righty-lefty to Garcia. First pitch tight inside for ball one. That draft class where the Dodgers go out and they take Bobby Miller in the first round. Their starter tonight, the 1-0. Outside edge of the plate, now 2-0. They take Landon Knack in the second round. Last night's starter for the Drillers. And then Clayton Beter with their comp B pick to end round number two. 2-0. Missing low. Garcia with three tight misses of the zone. It's now three balls, no strikes. Miller hasn't walked a batter yet tonight. The wind and the 3-0 pitch. Inside for ball four, he lost him. So not only have we not seen a walk tonight from Bobby, but a four-pitch walk to David Garcia with the bases clear and two outs. Now here comes Sandro Fabian that has two-run homers this week. More on that draft class, Jake Vogel would go on the third round, and then Carson Taylor in round number four. Back off the IL, here he is. First pitch outside for a called strike one to Fabian. No balls in a strike as Bobby with the two-out walk starts with a first pitch strike to Fabian. We saw Taylor in last night's game. Hunter Fiducia behind the dish. 0-1. Thought about from Sandro. Did he go? And Acosta behind the plate says, allow me. Strike two. Fiducia appealing up the first baseline to Ray Patchen. But no need. No balls, two strikes with Garcia at first base. Riders trailing 6-0. Miller sets and fires. A late called strike three. And that draws the cheers from the Drillers home fans. Fabian on three tough pitches goes down on strikes. And there's the fifth punch out of the night for Bobby Miller. Still 6-0. We go to the home half of the fourth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network with Tulsa in front by 6.
Start your weekend early at Riders Field. New this season, celebrate Thirsty Thursday with the Blue Norther Hard Seltzer Rowdy at the River. $25 gets you general admission into a Riders Thursday home game and into the biggest Lazy River party in baseball. Enjoy a live DJ, $2 domestic drafts, and $2 Blue Norther Hard Seltzers, and the best view of the ball game.
Splash into the Lazy River.
All for just $25. Visit ridersbaseball.com for more info today. Let's ride.
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
We've reached the home half of the fourth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
The lefty Grant Wolfram back out on the bump. We're set for the bottom of the fourth. Top of the order for Tulsa. Bush, Amaya, and Outman do up. 6-0 Drillers on Saturday night. Lefty-lefty to Bush, the first pitch. High fly ball out to center field. Drifting back for it is Stowers. Leaps, makes the catch at the wall. Brings the bullpen to a huge cheer for Josh Stowers. Robs Michael Bush of a homer, and there's one gone.
Josh Stowers has made some spectacular catches in his time with the Rough Riders both this year and last. That may be the crown jewel. Oh, my goodness. Back to the warning track. He timed his jump. That's not a home run.
Goodness.
But, man, taking extra bases away from Michael Bush on the first pitch. That's incredible.
Jacob Amaya is next. First pitch high and inside for ball one. We've seen some effort in center from Josh this season so far. 1-0. Amaya has no intent to swing at that. It's high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Long look in from Wolfram. The 2-0. Cranked in the air to left field. Harris goes back. He's in the alley. Kicks off the top of the wall and stays in the ballpark. Still alive as Amaya rounds second and heads for third. Stowers relays it back in, and Amaya in standing. Jacob Amaya 3-for-3 tonight with 5 total bases. Had a pair of base hits in the first and second and cranks that one to a little pocket in left center. James Outman's due up next. Infield creeps in with one out. The first pitch, tapper foul at the plate, 0-1. In left center, well, straight away down the left field line, it carries all the way out, and then right about at the halfway point, it jets back. Maybe 10 feet, and then continues to go the standard length around the warning track. 0-1. in for a called strike two at 83 from Wolfram. Infield still in with Amaya at third base. One gone in the bottom half of the fourth inning. O2 to Outman. Opposite way, but a foul ball. Goes over the sweet level, and it's still 0-2. Boy, what a catch from Josh Stowers, but answered by a triple from Jacob Amaya. Some hard-hit baseballs by the top of the order in this home half of the fourth. No balls, two strikes. The pitch to Outman. Swing and a miss. Down and away. Got him chasing for strike three. Second strikeout for Grant Wolfram. There's two gone in the fourth. Another RBI chance for Andy Pajes as he comes to the plate. Drove in two runs at what was a harmless start to the first inning and scored two on Jack Leiter. Lefty-righty the pitch. Hard hit, flare shot over Hare at third base, and it drops in left for a base hit. Pajes intending for two. Harris, the throw to second, is not going to be in time. Amaya in from third, and the third run driven in by Pajes tonight with his second double. A lot of damage done in the early stretch of Saturday's game here tonight with the ball staying in the yard. We mentioned a Tulsa team coming into the week that the average wasn't necessarily there, but a lot of powers in terms of homers. First pitch to Ryan Ward outside, ball one. And quickly David Garcia up to go and have a word with Grant Wolfram. Frisco bullpen is just kicking back and watching tonight's game over the right field wall. I'd say the Drillers are satisfied with what they've seen from Bobby Miller so far. The Rough Riders have had a runner on base in every inning so far, but no runs in. Matter of fact, they haven't had anyone on second yet. Two base hits from Johnny Ornelas, a David Garcia walk, and Sandro Fabian reaching on an error, all staying put at first base. 1-0 to Ward. Pajes going for third. Throw down from Garcia to Hare. They got him! What a throw from Garcia, and Hare slapping the tag to complete the final out of the fourth inning. And Pajes fried, heading for third. Tulsa does get one more across, though, on a Jacob Amaya triple and an RBI double from Andy Pajes. All done in the fourth. And we go to the fifth inning with now a 7-0 Drillers lead on the Riders Baseball Network.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back of the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win.
Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's the classic dilemma at Whataburger. You pick up your patty melt with two fresh all-beef patties, melted Monterey Jack cheese, grilled onions, then creamy pepper sauce. And just when you're about to dig into Whataburger's take on this all-time classic, someone utters the dreaded words.
Can I have a bite?
Should you? Shouldn't you? Maybe you just take a big bite so you don't have to answer. Good thing that dilemma's over. Good thing there's the patty melt at Whataburger.
There's no better way to stay up to date with the 2022 season than with the Riders Report blog. With the Riders Report blog, stay caught up with the news around the Frisco Rough Riders and updates from around the rest of the Texas League. Catch exclusive feature stories and interviews with Riders players and coaches.
How ruthless baseball can be.
No. I love the game so much.
The talented guys that are here.
Get an in-depth look around the Riders as well as the rest of the Rangers farm system at ridersinsider.moblogs.com.
Let's get the top of the fifth started here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bobby Miller back on the bump, and for the fifth inning, we send it back over and pass things off to Mr. Zach Bigley.
All right, thanks, Chris. Trey Hare to start things off for the Rough Riders, trailing 7-0 in the top of the fifth inning. It's Trey Hare, Kellen Strom, Johnny Ornelas. Wind back from Miller in the righty's pitch. Curveball in there for a strike on the first offering, and it's 0-1. Hare, a left-handed batter, flew out to left field his first time up. Rough Riders have just two hits offensively. 0-1 pitch. Just missed with the changeup low, and it's 1-1. Both of them from Johnny Ornelas. Couple singles from the man at the top of the order. 1-1. Soft grounder right side. Your check, the first baseman has it. And races Trey Hare to the bag. He wins the race. And there's the first down. Nine-hole hitting Kellen Strom makes his way to the plate. Rough Riders and Drillers in their Negro Leagues tribute uniforms tonight. Riders trailing 7-0. Frisco playing as the Dallas Black Giants. Tulsa as the T-Town Clowns. Here's the windback, and the pitch on the way to Strom. High chopper out to short. Amaya has it. Couple crow hops, throws on the first close play, but in time to get Strom. There are two away.
Love the hustle from Kellen there.
Always running hard down the line.
Just put the head down and was really, it was fun to watch him get up the first baseline because he was really moving and almost beat that out on a chopper to Amaya.
Strom is an incredible athlete. Former high school football player of the year in the state of Oregon as a quarterback. Former all-state wide receiver as well. Here's the windback pitch to Ornelas. Breaking ball in there for a called strike. There's the curve, and it's 0-1. Bobby Miller has really settled in nicely. This next pitch will be number 63. 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And all he has to do is record one out, and it's his new season high. His previous season high. 4 2/3 innings. Ornelas calls time, steps out. A right-hander has his sign with his Dodger blue glove tucked against his chest. He winds back in the 0-2. Ornelas swings, lines it hard, back up the middle into center for a base hit. His team high 6th three-hit game this year. All three singles, and Ornelas continues to do nothing but hit the baseball.
And they'll need the rest of the order. Bobby Miller has had great breaking stuff down and low in the zone. And Ornelas sitting 0-2 in that count because pitches breaking down and underneath the zone, and then got the high heater and the quick hands to just lace one right back up the middle and get another base hit tonight, man. Wow.
Quick hands upstairs in the high heat at 99. So from the stretch, he deals home to Dustin Harris. Pitch slips inside. It's 1-0. To Harris, who's 0-2 with a fly out and a strikeout tonight. Ralph Reiner's trying to find some semblance of offense against the elite Bobby Miller. 0-1. A strike on the outside corner. That was the 1-0. It's now 1-1. Ralph Reiner's trailing 7-0 here in the top of the fifth inning. Fifth game of this six-game set in beautiful Tulsa, Oklahoma. 1-1. Off the outside corner, 2-1. Sun setting here in Tulsa as darkness starts to settle around us. The lights are on. A near full moon about quarter of the way up the sky in left center field. Or in straightaway left field, I should say. 2-1 to Harris. He swings, fouls it back into Padusha's glove, the catcher, and the count's even at 2-2. Beautiful brick buildings beyond straightaway center and into right center and left center. More modern buildings a little bit further away. A few blocks beyond right field into downtown. 2-2. Harris lines it hard, foul right side. And it's still 2-2. And on an 86-degree night, really good crowd on hand. They had over 7,000 in attendance last night. And another good one here tonight. Ready from the stretch. The 2-2. Harris grounds it first base side right into the glove of Yurchak, who has it, takes one step to his left of the bag, and there is the final out of the fifth inning. Rough Riders, no runs on one hit, no errors, one runner left on base. Johnny Ornelas with his third hit tonight, and the Rough Riders turned away. Home half of the fifth coming up. Ryan Ward leads it off when we come back. Riders trailing 7-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is the perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
We're back with the bottom of the fifth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seven nothing Tulsa, home half of the fifth inning here in Oklahoma. Brian Ward in from the left side against Wolfram, the lefty's pitch. Fouled out of play left side, and the count to no balls and one strike. If you're just joining us, Jack Leiter got the start in this one. It was billed as a elite-level pitching matchup between Jack Leiter and Bobby Miller. Miller has definitely turned in a wonderful start. Wind back, 0-1. High. One ball and one strike. Jack Leiter, on the other hand, just lasted an inning and two-thirds, allowing six runs on seven hits. A start he would like to have back. The 1-1. Strike with a slider on the outside corner, right at the knees. Beautiful pitch from Wolfram, and it's 1-2. There will always be starts like that, no matter how good a starter is. Fortunately, it's just the first one for Leiter in his minor league career. 1-2. Off the outside corner and low, and it's two balls, two strikes. And unfortunately, it had to come tonight. But hopefully, it's more of a learning experience than anything else from Leiter. Wolfram delivers home the 2-2. Low and off the outside corner. Counters run full at three balls, two strikes.
And just, you know, we've mentioned the word that we've said a lot this year is maturity with Jack Leiter. And you know, he gets pulled from the ballgame. You can tell upset, but high fives every one of his teammates in the dugout. And that's a great sign to see.
Payoff pitch on the way. Inside, ball four. First walk that Wolfram has surrendered. Comes to lead things off in the fifth inning with the Riders trailing 7-0. And Justin Yurchak makes his way to the plate. Maturity, as you mentioned, Chris, is something we've been throwing around a lot just for a 22-year-old who just turned 22 in late April. Carries himself very, very well and is a guy who you know is going to look to improve upon this start, not hang his head in this situation. Pitch to Yurchak. Way high all the way back to the backstop. Ward goes on down to second base on the wild pitch. One ball, no strikes in a lefty-lefty matchup. Wolfram, also a lefty. He's not given up a ton of hits this year. The big problem has been the walks. Lefties are just hitting 167 against him. Righties 176, so pretty similar splits. 1-0 pitch. Another one high. This one with the slider, and it's two balls, no strikes.
Of course, command starting to get there with Wolfram coming in for the final out of the second. Pitched all the third, no runs, and then gave up a run on two hits in the fourth. He's down the line, but a lefty stretch in the lineup. They want him to see if he can get through it.
2-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. It's a good look on the elevated heater, and it's 2-1. There's nobody warming out the Rough Riders bullpen, so this is Grant Wolfram's inning. Good chance for him to face a tough, tough lefty late in lineup. 2-1. Slider, inside edge, a strike. 2-2.
That's a really good pitch with the start of the at-bat. gets one past Yurchak, and then a slider that starts right at him and lands in the middle of the zone. And so he's back on track, but a big pitch here on a 2-2.
He kicks and brings it home. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider on the inside edge. And there's his third strikeout tonight. He doubled up on the front door sliders. That one right underneath the hands of Justin Yurchak. Second time he's whiffed him today. And Hunter Fiducia, the catcher, also a left-handed batter, stands in. He's 0 for 2 tonight. 7-0 Tulsa. One out, runner at second, bottom of the fifth. The left-hander deals home. This is up high, and it's one ball, no strikes. Rough Riders are starting to get action out of their bullpen as Chase Lee has started to loosen. Time call. Lee has usually been a late-inning guy, but over his last few appearances, he's come in more middle of the game. Ready from the stretch. Here's the 1-0 pitch. Off the outside corner, and it's two balls, no strikes. Chase Lee has not allowed a run this year. T-Town Clowns also with a man loosening out in their bullpen. We could see Bobby Miller's night come to an end. 2-0 toss. Check swing, and he went around off the outside corner. Two balls, one strike. Tanner Dodson is getting loose for the Clowns. Ready from the stretch. 2-1 on the way. High and inside with a slider. Three balls, one strike. Great to see Wolfram picking up that third strikeout on a left-handed batter. Really, his success is going to be predicated upon his ability to get left-handed batters out. He sets. Issues in the 3-1. A line drive to shallow left field that drops in for a base hit. Ward around third. He'll come in to score without a throw. And it's 8-0 Tulsa. RBI single for Hunter Fiducia. His 12th RBI of the season. Cody Hosey hits now. 8-0. Drillers leading. It's a soft flare into shallow left field. Going the opposite way for the left-handed batter. And Ward came in to score easily as Dustin Harris was playing deep and left. First pitch to Hosey. Former Green Wave takes inside. One ball, no strikes. Hosey out of Tulane College. 1-0. Hard ground ball foul, third base side. 1-1. Tulane University, I should say.
Blue Wave.
Blue Wave.
Green Wave. My cousin went to Tulane, so I don't feel bad at all.
From the stretch, 1-1. On the outside corner for a strike. One ball, two strikes. Green Wave. That's a good mascot.
Well, just the logo.
Yeah.
The wave and the gnarly face on it. It's blue-ish. There's blue in there.
I was going to make a joke. I mean, it makes sense. A blue wave should be blue, right?
Right. Green Wave should go to the doctor or something, get checked out.
It's sick. Wolf from the 1-2. Off the outside corner, two balls, two strikes. Runner at first, one in, one out, 8-0 Tulsa, bottom of the fifth. First round selection by the Dodgers in 2019. Hosey was taken with the 25th overall pick. The offering, a swing and a miss. Good pitch down low and inside. Got him with the slider. Wolfram picks up his fourth strikeout. Two outs and Jaron Kendall in the ninth spot makes his way to the plate. Okay. Now you're showing me a picture of their football uniforms.
Yeah, the blue.
They're blue.
Yeah.
But the wave is green.
Surrounded by blue.
No excuses. Pitch home to Kendall. Low, and it's one ball, no strikes.
Yeah, that was pretty bad.
What color are the Crimson Tide?
Hang on, I know this one.
1-0 pitch. Off the end of the bat, floater down the right field line. Strom a long run into the corner, and he watches it go foul. Hits off the fencing. That keeps fans off of North Elgin Avenue from coming into the ballpark. Just off the corner of Elgin and Archer here in Tulsa, Oklahoma. 1-1. Ready from the stretch. Wolfram the 1-1. On the inside corner, called strike, and it's 1-2. Fiducia takes his lead from first. Wolfram, the 1-2. Slider, strike three, called right on the outside corner. Grant Wolfram picks up his fifth strikeout. He does allow a run, though, in the fifth inning. One run on one hit, no errors, and one runner left on base. We go to the top of the sixth. Rough Riders now trailing 8-0 to Tulsa here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Baseball managers build balance in their lineup with the right combination of power and finesse to field a winning team. Fans can find balance on the plate with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. No one wants to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance, nutritious, delicious, delightful.
Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Thirsty Thursday with half-price drink specials from 6 to 8 p.m. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
So many new things to protect in life. A little care helps to keep things all right. Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Live action continues with the top of the sixth inning here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Blaine Prim to start things off for the Rough Riders in the top half of the sixth inning. Frisco trailing 8-0 to Tulsa here in the fifth game of the six-game series. Tanner Dobson, the new pitcher, out of the mound for Tulsa. The righty winds and deals. Backs him off the plate on a high inside fastball at 93, and it's 1-0. Day done for Bobby Miller, the top pitching prospect of the Dodgers system, 1-0. Prim swings a high chopper out to short. Chest high hop for Amaya, comes back on it, fields, throws up to first, and gets Blaine Prim for the first down. 0-for-3 start for Blaine Prim. Ezekiel Duran stands in now, Riders trailing 8-0. Miller, as advertised, 5 shutout innings, his best start of the season. Only 3 hits allowed, 5 Ks, 1 walk. Touched 100 miles an hour multiple times. Pitch home. High and inside. 1-0. Same pitch. He threw first to Blaine Prim to back him off the plate. Dodson making his second appearance this series. The next offering, again high and inside. It's 2-0 here on Ezekiel Duran. The 25-year-old back into his windup, 2-0. Low off the outside corner, 3-0. He's added his problems with control. 12 walks over his 11 and third innings so far this year. He rocks back 3-0. Fastball inside corner for a strike, upper edge, and it's 3-1. In his last appearance against the Rough Riders, back in the series opener, allowed a couple runs. The pitch, a swing and a miss, and a good offering off the outside corner, and it's 3-2. Over an inning and a third, and he's given up a lot of hits this year. He winds the 3-2. Low for ball 4. One out, base runner for the Rough Riders in the sixth on a walk. Josh Stowers climbs in. Riders down 8-0. So far this season, Tanner Dobson 1-0 with a 12.71 ERA. And not only a lot of hits, but a lot of base runners in general with the walks. He deals home. Stowers watches one at the bottom of the zone at the knees for a called strike, 0-1. The statistic WHIP, walks plus hits per inning pitched, is very high for Tanner Dobson. The pitch on the outside corner, a called strike, 0-2. His WHIP is 2.65, meaning he allows, on average, over 2.5 base runners on just walks and hits per inning, the offering. Off the outside corner, and it's 1-2. That's a lot of base traffic, and that does not make it easy to not give up a lot of runs. Ready from the stretch. The 1-2. Off the outside corner and low, 2-2. A good WHIP is around, you want to be around 1.1 or so. The average WHIP is around 1.3. Anything under 1 is very good. Right-hander comes set. 2-2. High and inside, and hits Stowers on the left hand. Oh, no. Stowers has been battered around to start this season. Or did it get him in the chest? He tried to check his swing on the ball up and in, and it came in, and I think it got him on the chest. The upper right side, right in between the shoulder blade on the pectoral. Oh. And he's not going to receive any medical attention. He's just going to head down to first base. No matter where it hit him, it looked like it hurt badly. He has had some really tough hit-by-pitches this year. A walk and a hit-by-pitch consecutively put two on for the Rough Riders with one out here in the sixth for David Garcia. And Stowers is still trying to shake it off over at first base. Oh, man. So Dodson deals with David Garcia now, the switch hitter. Rough Riders trying to get something going offensively, trailing 8-0. Only three hits tonight. The first pitch is high and outside. 1-0. All three hits have come from Johnny Ornelas in the top of the Rough Riders order. Three singles. Dodson, the 1-0. High off the outside corner. 2-0. So now the Rough Riders with a chance with a couple base runners to try and get something going. Garcia walked back in the fourth. He's 0-1. The pitch. Off the outside edge, 3-0. Just 1-8 entering today. Now 1-9 in the series for Garcia. That one hit a double in Thursday's game. Dodson, the 3-0. A strike across the outer edge, belt high, 3-1. Fastball at 93 miles an hour. Looks like it's coming in slow motion after Bobby Miller was pumping in 100 miles an hour. 3-1 toss. Misses low, ball four. Well, the Rough Riders load the bases up here in the sixth inning without the aid of a hit. Walk, hit by pitch, walk. And Sandro Fabian, who has two home runs in this series, makes his way to the plate. One swing of the bat could cut this deficit in half. And knowing that, sensing it as well, pitching coach Ryan Denick makes his way out of the dugout for Tulsa. He'll go out onto the mound and have a chat. We're into the top of the sixth inning. Rough Riders being outscored 8-0, being out hit 10-3. Chance to do some damage, though. This bullpen has struggled for Tulsa this year. So they'd love, now that Bobby Miller's out of the game, try and attack this bullpen for the Drillers. Fabian in from the right side. Dodson toes the rubber from right in the middle of this lap. Ready from the stretch, righty-righty matchup. The pitch. Fastball in there for a strike down the heart of the plate, and it's 0-1. This is a Tulsa bullpen. The pitch. Fouled at the plate. 0-2. That's sixth worst in ERA in all of AA. A 5.85 ERA as a bullpen. Amarillo has the worst. They play in a very hitter-friendly ballpark. 6.67 ERA as an entire bullpen. Yikes. 0-2. High and inside, nearly took Fabian's helmet off. That's the third time here in this inning that Dodson has let one loose high and tight to a right-handed batter. It's one ball and two strikes, and just doesn't look like he has his command down right now. Riders, sorry, Chris.
Well, Fabian bent his knees. If he didn't, that would have plunked right off his batting helmet.
The pitch. High pop up in the infield, right side. And infield fly rule in effect. Michael Bush makes the catch anyway, the second baseman. Two outs for Trey Hare. Bases still loaded. Rough Riders trying not to squander this opportunity. Walk, hit by pitch, walk with one out has loaded the bases. Frisco, for comparison, their bullpen. Their seventh best in AA. Pitch down low and inside to Hare, and it's one ball and no strike. So the sixth worst in Tulsa. And the seventh best in Frisco out of 30 teams. Bases loaded to Rough Riders. 1-0. Hare swings and misses at a high pitch. Got him upstairs with the fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Riders trailing 8-0. Dodson's offering. High for ball two. Two balls, one strike. Good speed at second and third. Garcia average speed at first. 2-1. Chopper up the middle. Second baseman Bush fields on a backhand. Flips to second. And there's the final out of the sixth inning. Rough Riders load the bases up. No runs, no hits, no errors, and three left on the base paths. They still trail 8-0 as we go to the last of the sixth inning from Tulsa, Oklahoma on the Riders Baseball Network. Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th. Let's ride. After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This cover seating area is a great option to enjoy the cover comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Deep to left field! Gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Home run, let's ride.
Back to the ballpark for the bottom of the sixth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Let's go!
New pitcher for the Rough Riders, Chase Lee, takes over for Frisco. Brent Wolfram done. And the man who has not allowed a run this season, Chase Lee, takes over. Wolfram's final line. 3 1/3, he allowed two runs, both earned on three hits. Left-handed batter Michael Bush, top of the order against the right-handed sidearmer Lee. First pitch, in there for a strike. Top of the zone on a fastball, and it's 0-1. Wolfram struck out five, walked one. Lee readies, and the 0-1, high and away, one ball and one strike. So this is a very good test for Chase Lee against a left-handed laden lineup. He comes set. The right-handed sidearm tosser deals off the outside corner Two balls and one strike. Lee has been untouchable this season for Frisco. Second season in Double A, the 23-year-old first base side of the rubber stretches 2-1. Chopper foul at the plate. Off-speed toss. 2-2, I should say. 11 outings for Lee. He has not allowed a run or an earned run. 12 and a third innings. Allowed just 4 hits. He struck out 15 and walked 6. Opponents are hitting 100 against him. 2-2. In the air, shallow left center field. Long run for Stower. Still going. Dives and makes the catch! Oh, my goodness! Josh Stowers laying out full extension in left center field, and he is putting on a show tonight on the defensive side. Oh, my word. He had to go about 4 miles for that one into left center field, and a full-out dive for the first down of the sixth inning. Whoa. Jacob Amaya now.
Just never a doubt.
Pitch. In the air, right side, and foul, 0-1. I mean, are you serious?
Just seeing where the ball's at and seeing his speed, it was timed perfectly. There's never, with the play he made earlier, was there ever a doubt?
Home run robbery or extra base hit robbery in right center field earlier today, 0-1. In the air to left field, Dustin Harris into the alley. Well, no one's going to have to dive for this one. He makes the catch easily, and there are two outs. Wow. I mean, covering all the ground in the world. And a full extension by definition dive. The backhanded side in shallow left center field. He made an unbelievable catch. I mean, he's doing it all. James Outman now. Pitch. Breaking ball. Strike outside corner. 0-1. 0-3 for Outman. He's knocked in a run on a fielder's choice and scored. 0-1. Off the outside corner, 1-1. And meanwhile, Chase Lee has retired the first two batters he's seen here in the sixth inning. Rough Riders trailing 8-0. Lee ready from the stretch. 1-1. High and away. 2-1. Oh, Lee appreciates the defense. Behind him from Stowers. He tucks the glove to the chest. Ready from the stretch, he deals in the 2-1. Strike with a breaking ball in the outside corner, 2-2. Josh Stowers struggling a little bit at the plate right now, but if you're making catches like that, he'll be out there in the lineup every day. 2-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Chase Lee elevates, and he picks up his first strikeout here in the sixth inning. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Chase Lee doing Chase Lee things in the 1-2-3 frame. Top seven coming up. Riders trailing 8-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey, sports fans. Do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary and are not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here with MILB.TV.
Forget about this one. That ball is gone.
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
The Riders have blown it open here in the seventh.
Subscribe today to watch over 6,500 games, including all available playoff games, from over 100 minor league baseball teams live or on demand.
Leaps, and he makes the catch. Oh, my goodness.
Download the MILB First Pitch app from the Google Play or App Store to watch on the go. Use promo code ROUGHRIDERS at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off. The Rough Riders win their 11th in a row, a franchise record.
Visit MILB.TV for details today.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
top half of the seventh inning. Rough Riders in 8-0 deficit. You turn it over to Chris Jarrett.
Appreciate it, Mr. Bigley. And work to be done tonight. It's been a tough night at the dish. Great scoring chance in the last half frame. Riders loaded the bases but couldn't get any in. Being out hit tonight 10-3 by the Drillers and an 8-0 deficit on Saturday night. New man on the mound is Nick Robertson. His first pitch is dumped in for a taken strike one. Frisco with 9-1-2 in the top of the seventh. Third at bat tonight for Kellen Strom, the 0-1. A little low. Evened up at a ball and a strike. Frisco held hitless in the sixth inning despite a pair of walks and a hit by pitch from Tanner Dodson. His night comes to a close. 1-1. Upstairs and inside on Strom, now 2-1. So just one inning. Not very clean, but a scoreless inning for Tanner Dodson. Next pitch. 2-1 almost hits Strom up by the eyes, and he turned and ran away from the right side of the box, and now in front of the count, 3-1. Robertson this season, a 5.93 earned run average. His 3-1 pitch. Outside for ball four. Frisco with a base runner left stranded in every inning tonight. You go to see with the Drillers not scoring in the sixth, and this game has at times stalled a bit. But it's been tough to make up ground on solid pitching. Righty-righty to the top of the order, Johnny Ornelas. First pitch low and trapped by Fiducia in the dirt. 1-0. Johnny Ornelas, a three-hit night. One ball, no strikes. Runner at first, nobody gone. The pitch. Hot chopper up the third baseline, and it ranges Hosey into foul ground. 1-1. Ornelas has gotten to work quickly tonight. His base hit in the first inning on the second pitch. Jumped down the first pitch in the third and hopped on the third pitch in the fifth. Righty-righty and an even count. The 1-1. Nips the outer edge. And now it's 1-2 on Ornelas. 3.63 average for Ornelas overall this season. Pitch home, swing and a miss, strike three. First time tonight that Ornelas is retired, and there's the first out of the top of the seventh. Let's meet Nick Robertson, taken out of James Madison in the seventh round in 2019 from Roanoke, Virginia. Appearance number 10 for the righty reliever this season. He has a record of 1-0. Righty-lefty to Dustin Harris, the first pitch to him. That's inside, but it catches the zone for strike one. Tough night for Harris. 0-4 at the plate, and Blaine Krim on deck. 0-4 as well. No balls and a strike to Harris. High fly ball out to center field. It's got Kendall on the move. He stops underneath and makes a catch. Well hit by Harris, but he flies out to center, and there's two gone. Couple flyouts to center for Dustin Harris tonight. A strikeout and a ground out. An 0-4 mark. Here comes Blaine Krim. Looking for a home run. It would make it four consecutive games with a long ball. First pitch to him. Poured in for strike one. Krim has put his last two in play. The first at-bat went down swinging in his matchup against Bobby Miller. No balls and a strike as Robertson kicks and throws. Bounces in front, and Strom thought about going for two, but he scatters back to first. Would have been in a good spot. But now the at-bat to Krim working 1-1. Robertson in 2019 spent time with the Ogden Raptors in their final year before the Pioneer League folded. And then he's been in Tulsa last two. 1-1. Missing down and away. Two balls and a strike to Krim, the first baseman that we mentioned, the 361 average to Ornelas. Krim with a 294. Next pitch, chopped foul. Got the high heater, but a little over top of it at 94. And the count's now even at two balls and two strikes. But Krim this week tied for the most home runs in the Texas League with three. Next pitch, 2-2, hard hit up the third baseline, got past Hosey. Strom will round second and head for third. Altman tries to dig it out of the corner, and he lost it. Now Strom trying to score from first, and he will standing. A ball on the ground that James Altman could not quickly play back in time from left field. And a run scoring double for Blaine Krim with two outs in the seventh. Rough Riders on the board, and it's 7-1 Tulsa. Here comes Ezekiel Duran, righty-righty. The first pitch cranked back to Hosey on a couple hops. This time he's got it. Throw to first will be in time, and that'll do it. One run is in for the Rough Riders on one hit. No errors and a man left aboard. Seven make it 8-1 Drillers in front, and we'll step aside as we've shown up at the seventh inning stretch and the home half of the frame coming your way next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that we can provide you the best night for you and your groups at Riders Field. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all of our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the excitement of Riders Baseball. Let's ride!
The Frisco Rough Riders look to honor their community first responders and frontliners with Hometown Heroes Weekend at Riders Field. On Friday, May 20th, it's First Responders Night, followed up by post-game fireworks. Saturday night at the ballpark is Military Appreciation Night with another Skylit Saturday after the game. The weekend ends with a Sunday 4:05 start and Strikeout Cancer Night, presented by Fields of Gold. Get to Riders Field early on Sunday for a Strikeout Cancer hat giveaway. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Stretch time is over. Back to the action to the bottom of the seventh on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Seventh inning stretch up and down, and a new Rough Riders arm out on the mound is Sean Chandler. Close the book on Chase Lee in a scoreless sixth inning that he comes in and shuts down with a strikeout. 4-5-6, and Andy Pahe standing in. First pitch from Chandler. Way high for ball one at 91. Frisco trailing tonight 8-1 our score. And we've got a scoring update that we've got to make. They made Blaine Krim's base hit an error on the infielder Cody Hosey. 1-0. Outside from Chandler. Now two balls and no strikes. And so a run came in the last half inning on no hits in the second Tulsa error of the night. 2-0. Runs upstairs at 90. Now three balls and no strikes. Sean Chandler making an appearance earlier this week. He entered back on May 10th in a really difficult spot. 3-0 to Pajes. A take all the way from the right fielder. Pajes was standing straight upright in the bat on his shoulders. And Chandler couldn't find the zone. It's ball four. So a leadoff walk will bring up the designated hitter, Ryan Ward. Zach Kent pitched four innings, four strikeouts, two earned runs, but four walks back on Tuesday. Then Sean Chandler came in the fifth. Righty-lefty the pitch. Ward stares at a pitch that misses low for ball one. If you caught it on the Riders pregame show, talked about it myself with Dennis Higgins, the 1-0 from Chandler. In for a take in strike one. A fifth inning that scored eight runs. And a frame that started with seven walks. One ball, one strike. Chandler set at the belt, kicks and fires. Swing and a miss. He draws a big cut from Ward. And it's now 1-2. Zach Kent started the fifth, but he allowed a walk to Hunter Fiducia, a walk to Jaron Kendall. The bottom of the order that Jared Gettert, the Riders manager, hoping that Kent could get a couple outs on. 1-2 outside. Now two balls, two strikes. So they go with Sean Chandler. And three straight four-pitch walks had Ryan Ward 2-0, then battled back 2-2, and then lost him. And so they went with Grant Wolfram after that. So this is the second appearance for Chandler. Next pitch is popped high and foul up the left field line. Still a two-ball, two-strike count with nobody gone in the bottom of the seventh to Ryan Ward. He's 1-for-2 tonight. There were two different doubles on Jack Leiter's line that really were tough blows for him to recover from, and Ward had one of them. Again, the righty-lefty break-even pitch. But that missed for ball three. That looked really good from Sean. But the count is full. Ryan Ward had one in the second, a two-run double that brought in the second and third run of the bottom of the second inning. 3-2 outside for ball four. He lost him. So two walks to start the bottom of the seventh inning. And now here comes Justin Yurchak. He's 1-for-3 tonight with a pair of strikeouts. So hopefully bounce back time, you'd like to think, for Sean with the walks that he had back on Tuesday's game. He gets rest on Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. It's his turn again here tonight on Saturday. Righty-lefty matchup for him against Yurchak, the first baseman. First pitch in there. Strike one at 91. No balls and a strike. Chandler started his collegiate career at Nebraska, then transferred and made way to Iowa Western CC. His 0-1 pitch outside. Ball and a strike. Rangers took him in the sixth round in the 2018 draft. Appearance number six for Chandler tonight. 1-1 to Yurchak. Back up the middle on a couple hops. Backhand stab by Ornelas. He'll run it to second for one. Throw to first in time. And a big double play. Pajes down to third on the 6-3 twin killer. And there's quickly two gone. Here comes Hunter Fiducia. Great effort with Ezekiel Duran. Playing closer to Blaine Krim with the lefty hitter Justin Yurchak. Ornelas up the middle really by himself and covered a lot of ground. Righty-lefty to Fiducia. The first pitch is shot high in the air. Right field side. Strom working the track. Drifting into the corner, and that one's gone. But just a moonshot to right field. I didn't think that one had enough. But it did. What's likely a pop-out at Riders Field deep down the corner ends up one-hopping off the cement concourse out there and just over the Drillers bullpen. And it's a two-run shot to make it a 10-1 ball game. Righty-righty matchup against Cody Hosey for Chandler. Two gone, the pitch home. High and over the head of the third baseman, Hosey. It's ball one.
Hear some jeers from the crowd, a home run, and then a ball goes over his head. It was a breaking ball. It just slipped out of his hand.
Chandler's 1-0. It's now two balls, no strikes. Bases empty, two gone in the seventh. The pitch, high fly ball out to shallow left. Ornelas, the shortstop, gives up on it as Harris, the left fielder, comes in and makes the underhand catch. Well, with Pajes at third, Hunter Fiducia golfing one over the right field wall. It just had enough to leave the ballpark, and a two-run shot makes it a 10-1 Tulsa lead. We'll start the eighth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco with lots of work to be done on Saturday night.
After a six-game series in Tulsa, Frisco returns to Riders Field on May 17th to another huge promotional schedule. Tuesday is Education Day with an 11 a.m. first pitch presented by Olson. Then on Wednesday, Craig Gentry is our Texas baseball legend and will be on site for a meet and greet. Thursday is another Thirsty Thursday and NFT night. Then the weekend is dedicated to hometown heroes with First Responders Night on Friday, Military Appreciation Night on Saturday, and it ends with Strikeout Cancer Night on Sunday. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. And post-game, kids run the bases for free. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993.
Strike three call! This one's over!
Let's ride!
Help the Rough Riders defend Riders Field. Be on the lookout for your favorite superheroes at Marvel Defenders of the Diamond Night on Saturday, May 28th against the San Antonio Missions. Come out to the ballpark in your favorite superhero gear as the Riders defend Frisco in special superhero-themed jerseys. And stick around for post-game fireworks. Information as well as the full Riders promotional schedule can be found online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Let's head to the top of the eighth here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Two-run shot in the bottom of the seventh makes it a 10-1 Tulsa lead in game five of our six-game series. Nick Robertson, the right-handed reliever, back out dealing. As we start the eighth, Josh Stower is standing in. And it's now a one ball, one strike count. Righty-righty with Frisco sending 5-6-7. And the next pitch to Stower is popped in the infield. Yurchak underneath it. The first baseman makes the catch. And quickly one gone. What a defensive night for Josh Stowers on a ball that was shot out to center field. We weren't too sure if it was a home run, but timed the wall, leapt in the air, and made an unbelievable leaping catch. He wasn't done. David Garcia, the catcher's next. He's walked in his last two trips to the plate. Righty lefty the pitch. High for ball one. Train rolling through downtown Tulsa. Stowers led the sixth inning off with Chase Lee on the mound. 1-0. It dies low of the zone. Two balls, no strikes to Garcia. A line shot from Michael Bush into left center, and Stowers, a center fielder, with it tailing away from him. 2-0. Down and in at the knees for ball three. And he made the catch. Full extension. And completely plain with the field underneath him. 3-0. Outside for ball four, and now three straight walks to Garcia tonight. He's aboard again. This time with one out in the eighth. Sandro Fabian, the designated hitter, is next. Hey, you never know. I mean, there's been a minor league game where 20 runs have come in tonight. We were spoofed on that, by the way. That didn't happen. It would have been really cool if it did. But
we weren't the only ones, to be
fair. We got got. We got got. First pitch to Fabian is swung through and missed for strike one. We were not the only ones.
No.
There were a number of comments that people said, is this real? There's no way. Because we wanted to look at the box score. 0-1. Checked his swing, but he went around. Fabian now sitting 0-2. And the game said that it was postponed due to rain. So you're thinking, okay, was it? I mean, when did the rain start? This is the first inning that had 23 runs, I think. 0-2. Picked in the dirt, and it gets away from Fiducia. So Garcia up to second. Starts the turn for third. But I think that's the catcher, Fiducia, just trying to stall some time. And the catcher, Garcia, staying at second base. 1-2 to the designated hitter, Sandro Fabian. 10-1 Tulsa in the eighth. Trey here on deck. Robertson, the ready reliever, kicks and throws. 1-2 is chopped up the third baseline. And behind Jared Getter, the Riders' third base coach and manager, foul, still 1-2. Can't wait to get back home. Going to be fun to fill up Riders' field again and see some old faces one more time. Act like I've been away for weeks.
Exactly.
It's fun, though. It makes you miss it. I mean, you go on the road, and you're ready to be back. 1-2. Fabian started to go around again, and Hardlin Acosta says that's strike three. Couldn't hold up on another swing. Fabian liked a couple of pitches from Robertson there. Second strikeout victim to the right-hander, Nick Robertson. And there's now two gone. Trey Hare with Garcia at second base. Riders trailing by 9. Righty-lefty from Robertson, the pitch. In there, taken for strike one. Trey Hare has had a nice stretch of baseball as of late. Righty-lefty matchup, and Robertson deals way high for ball one. Garcia heads back to second. Trey Hare entered yesterday's game with 3 doubles and a homer, 7 runs driven in, now 8 in the month of May. He had a 2-run double the day prior and an RBI double on May 8th, 1-1. Inside, but it works its way back into the zone again. And it's now 1-2. 0-for-3 night working for Hare, batting 8th. A fly out and a pair of ground outs in the 5th and 6th. 1-2, the pitch. Hard hit ground ball right to Yurchak, the first baseman. Backhand glove and flips to the covering pitcher, Robertson, for the final out. 1-out walk. And Garcia advancing to second on a wild pitch is left stranded. All done in the top of the 8th inning, and Frisco hitless since the 5th inning, just 3 hits tonight, and they all belong to Johnny Ornelas. 10-1 Tulsa next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, Victor Rojas, Frisco Rough Riders General Manager here, reminding you that Wednesdays at Riders Field are dedicated to the legends of Texas baseball lore. Join us at the ballpark every Wednesday home game throughout the 2022 season to be in the presence of some of the best of Texas baseball, featuring appearances from Hall of Famers Eric Nadell and Ferguson Jenkins, legendary catcher Jim Sundberg, Mr. Ranger Tom Grieve, and more. More information can be found at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Lil' Sweet!
Did you get to work on time?
Yeah, but I just realized it's Sunday.
Lil' Sweet says head on home. Dr. Pepper's on its way. So sweet, unique. Baby, there's nothing better. I bet you've probably done something that deserves a Dr. Pepper. Did you invest your nest egg in an NFT?
Yeah, and I don't even know what that is.
It's a non-fungible token.
Everyone's on something that deserves a Dr. Pepper.
On Friday and Saturday nights, the Stars won't be the only thing big at Brighton, North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for Firework Fridays and Skylit Saturdays. Along with baseball, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display after the game that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun.
Back at the wall, goodbye!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Home half of the eighth coming up right here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
-9-1-2 for the Drillers in the bottom of the eighth inning. Sean Chandler back on the bump. Zach Bigley, Chris Jarrod back with you in the booth. The righty-lefty pitch to Kendall. Zooms in for a take and strike one. Tulsa with two more runs in the bottom of the seventh thanks to a two-run shot from Hunter Fiducia with two outs. 10-1 Drillers. 0-1 pitch. Scooped out of the dirt. Now a ball and a strike. It's a tough start to the seventh for Chandler. A pair of walks, but then got help from his defense behind him and Johnny Ornella, 6-3 double play. 1-1. Swing and a miss. And a good pitch from Chandler. Kendall reaching down and away. It's now 1-2. Time called at the mound, and now there's a ball that's right next to the mound. I think that ball had been there the entire time. Was it rolled out, and then we started with a new one at the plate? There were two baseballs on the field. 1-2 as Kendall's back in from the left side. The pitch from Chandler into right field, and that'll drop and roll into the corner for a base hit. Big turn by Kendall, and he rounds ahead for a second. It kicks off the wall awkwardly. Now motoring for three. The throw is cut off and not in time. Second triple of the night by the Drillers. And this one belongs to Jaron Kendall to begin the eighth inning.
And you knew that was three as soon as it kicked into the corner, and you saw Kellen Strom out in right field turn around and start chasing that baseball. Kendall can really, really run, and he's had a tough start of the season, but that's a tool that never takes a slump. He turned on the jets, and he easily made it into third.
He was really heralded for his speed out of Vandy, and you saw it right there. He's got the old school look on, the turtleneck with Dodgers written in red, white letters. Here's Michael Busch, first pitch, back to the net. No balls and a strike for the second baseman, Busch, that has been robbed by Josh Stowers tonight, the man in center. Two balls put in play, and one was caught at the wall on a leap, and the other in the alley on a dive. 0-1 upstairs. One ball and one strike to the second baseman, Busch. We've seen him, in every game, batting second behind Amaya in the leadoff spot. And the two flips spots tonight. One ball, one strike to pitch home. Upstairs. 2-1.
Maya batting leadoff was new for Tulsa. Right at the end of that Wichita series, entering into this one. So flip-flopping, and Busch is back up at the top spot.
Next pitch. 2-1. Thought about it. Gets away from Garcia. And Kendall comes in from third and scores. Wild pitch brings in the 11th run of the night. 10-run lead for Tulsa with nobody out. 3-1 count on Michael Busch. Entering with the fourth best average in the league this week at a 455. 3-1. Upstairs for ball four. Busch will toss the bat. He's aboard for the second time tonight. Jacob Amaya coming to the plate now. I think it's worked. Amaya yesterday, a base hit and a solo homer in the first two innings against Cody Bradford, but finished with back-to-back strikeouts in the fifth and sixth, and then a ground out in the eighth. Righty-righty for Chandler, the first pitch. Amaya watches it miss outside, ball one. And then tonight, base hit in the first, base hit in the second, and a triple and scored in the fourth. Three-one pitch. Ground ball right into the glove of Chandler. Throws to Duran at second for one. Down to first, double play. What a snap reaction by the reliever, Sean Chandler, and he turns two.
was a look what I found by definition. Ground ball right back to him. Oh, quite literally where his glove was. He just stuck it out. Soft toss on his second. Easy turn for Duran. It's a nice play.
That was really nice. Made it look smooth. Base is empty for James Altman, righty-lefty. The first pitch inside. One ball and no strikes on the left fielder that is experiencing a rare hitless night. Three strikeouts and reached on a fielder's choice in the second. Next pitch misses low. Two balls and no strikes. As Zach mentions, an eight-game hitting streak and a .409 average this week. So half of that hitting streak. 2-0 pitch. That's in there. Taken for strike one. Also, Altman pacing the Texas League with 12 RBIs. RBI or RBIs, Zach?
RBIs.
RBIs?
RBIs.
2-1. Down and in. Now three balls and a strike. Altman also, and this is the one that really draws a reaction, a .909 slugging percentage this week. Next pitch. Down and in for ball four. Two-out walk to put Altman at first base. And that brings up Andy Pajes.
That would be an excellent OPS.
That's really, really good, yeah. Well, that was just, yeah, the slugging. The OPS is a 1428. Oh, I see what you did there.
Yeah.
That's a good OPS. It's a really, really good slugging percentage.
Yeah,
the OPS is really something to marvel. First pitch to Pajes, way inside. A little bit of a matrix reaction by the outfielder Pajes. He dropped the bat, stuck his knees out, bent his back way back. And it drawed the oohs and ahs from the Drillers crowd. 11-1 Tulsa. 1-0 from Chandler. Pulled down the left field line and towards the seats. Foul ball.
Here's a fun fact to put that in perspective for you. At 1,400 OPS, fantastic. That's what Barry Bonds did his entire 2004 season. Both he and Altman actually went to the same high school, J. Sarah Catholic, in Southern California.
That's a nice segue there. That was nice. 1-1. Upstairs. Two balls and a strike. Yeah, you were kind of scrolling through the alumni list of that high school, and that's pretty special.
If you have Tom Brady and Barry Bonds in your alumni list, that's just about as good as it gets right there.
2-1 pitch outside. Three balls and a strike. Boy, how about Tom Brady joining the broadcast booth? Not a bad retirement plan.
A contract similar to ours?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then we woke up. Righty-righty to Pajes, the 3-1. Swing and a miss for strike two. There's two gone in the eighth, and Sean Chandler trying to limit his damage allowed. In this eighth inning, Jaron Kendall, a leadoff triple into the right field corner. Michael Bush walked after a wild pitch brought in Kendall from third. Chandler sets. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three. Altman running for second, but Chandler with a strikeout to end action in the eighth inning. We go to the ninth. Tulsa all out in front of Frisco on Saturday night. It's a 10-run Drillers advantage. 11-1 our score. We start the ninth inning next.
Rough Riders fans, the Texas Rangers' future is here on MILB.TV.
Back in the wall, goodbye!
With every home and away game streamed live, the only way to watch the Riders on any device this season is on MILB.TV.
Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Rough Riders win!
Use promo code Rough Riders at checkout to save $10 on a yearly subscription. Visit MILB.TV for details today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328.
InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
On Tuesday, May 10th, the Riders hit the road to begin a six-game series against the Tulsa Drillers, the Los Angeles Dodgers AA affiliates. Then returning home the following week, Frisco welcomes Corpus Christi as the Hooks and Riders play their first series of the season, starting Tuesday, May 17th. The upcoming homestand features tons of promotional nights, fireworks, and more. Check RidersBaseball.com for more information and to get your tickets today. Let's ride!
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top nine in Tulsa, Oklahoma. The Rough Riders trailing 11-1 to the Tulsa Drillers. Alongside Chris Jarrett, I'm Zach Bigley. Happy to have you on what has turned out to be a beautiful Saturday night weather-wise, but not so beautiful for the Frisco Rough Riders on the scoreboard. Kellen Strom leads it off against the new arm, Jose Adames. A hard-throwing right-hander for Tulsa. He'll run it up there in triple digits. Takes over for Robertson on the mound. Righty-righty to start things. From the stretch, the first pitch. Low off the outside corner at 97, and it's 1-0. Kellen Strom 0 for 2 tonight with a walk. Adames deals home. Strom takes upstairs, and it's 2 balls, no strikes. Rough Riders with just 1 run on 3 hits, no errors. Tulsa, 11 runs on 12 hits, 2 defensive miscues tonight. 2-0. Strom watches the heater on the outside corner. Knee level a strike, and it's 2-1. Fourth pitcher used tonight by Tulsa. Robertson went 2 innings, allowing just 1 unearned run. 2-1. Hard grounder up the middle. That's into center field. A base hit. Kellen Strom picks up a single, his first hit of the series. Just fought it off on a pitch in on the hands. 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He picks up a hit here in the ninth. First hit for the Rough Riders by anyone except for this man stepping to the plate, Johnny Ornelas. 3-for-4 today. Ornelas entered in with the 5th best batting average in the Texas League. 345. Righty-righty, Adames deals. Bounces in there, way out in front of home plate. Blocked by Fiducia. 1 ball, no strikes, and Strom remains at first. Rough Riders will look to end the series on a strong note tomorrow at 105. We have day baseball coming your way tomorrow. Left-hander Cole Reagans, who has arguably been the most consistent and best starter for the Rough Riders this year, will take them out. 2-1 with a 2.25 earned run average. Right-handed pitcher Michael Grove was originally slated to start tomorrow. The pitch, a swing and a miss at a high heater. And it's 1 ball and 1 strike, but they have gone to TBD now. Still trying to figure out exactly who is going to be starting that game. Here's the 1-1 on the way. High chopper, right side, could be a tough play. Bush has it, the second baseman gets it on to first and just gets Johnny Ornelas. One away. Strom down to second. One out, runner at second for Dustin Harris. Catcher Fiducia will go out and chat with Adames. Rough Riders began 10-2 on the road in trips to Midland and San Antonio, and it has been a rude awakening traveling up north for the first time. Unless they score 10 runs here in the ninth inning, they will fall in their 4th game out of 5 here in this series. Left-handed batter, right-hander on the mound. Here's the pitch. Fastball, high inside strike, 0-1. Harris 0-for-4 tonight. Only the first game where the Rough Riders haven't competed on the offensive side. Only guess the second game. They lost 7-2 in game 2. The pitch. Harris puts it in the air out to shallow center field. Tough play for Amaya. Backpedaling. The shortstop lost it. Makes a basket catch. Oh, my goodness. Amaya lost it. Turned around. Looked back at the center fielder, Kendall. Looked up. Located it. Made a basket over the shoulder catch. Stabbing at it. Off to his right side with his back turned towards the infield. An incredible play by Jacob Amaya to rob Dustin Harris of a bloop single. Blake Prim bats now. I don't know how in the world he made that catch. Wow. Final hope for the Rough Riders, Blake Prim, the pitch. A swing and a miss and a slider low and away, 0-1. Rough Riders trailing 11-1, top half of the ninth inning. Two outs, runner at second. And last chance for Krim to extend his homer streak. He's homered in three straight games. 0-4 tonight, reached on an error that knocked in the lone run for the Riders in the seventh. 0-1. Slider high, 1-1. It was ruled an error, but it was a hot grounder to the backhand side for Cody Hosey, and would have been a really tough play. Went off his glove. Ready from the stretch. Right-hander's pit. Check swing and a slider in there for a strike, and the Riders are down to their final strike tonight. 1-2. Adamas deals. Swing and a miss. He struck him out with a slider low and away. And Tulsa has taken four of the first five games of this six-game set. They win it tonight in convincing fashion, 11-1 over Frisco. And Chris Jarrett will have the post-game show for you when we return. Rough Riders fall by a 10-run deficit, 11-1. And they fall to 18-14 on the season. Put a bow on it when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you all about the long home runs?
That one is out of here!
Do you enjoy the big strikeout?
Strike three called. This one's over.
How about a dazzling defensive play?
Dives and makes the catch! Unreal!
Then come watch the Frisco Rough Riders at Riders Field for all that and more.
He's going to come in to score, and the Riders walk it off!
For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Oh my goodness.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Wednesday nights at Riders Field are meant for Texas baseball legends. On Wednesday, May 18th, former outfielder and 2011 Rangers Rookie of the Year Craig Gentry will be in attendance as the Rough Riders take on the Corpus Christi Hooks for the first time.
Here he comes, and he's safe inside the park. Home run for Craig Gentry.
Get your tickets now and see Craig Gentry at Riders Field on Wednesday, May 18th.
Let's ride.
Strike three called. This one's over.
The game is over, but we're not done yet. Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Frisco falls on Saturday night, 11-1, the final score to the Tulsa Drillers. Now 19-12 on the season. The Riders slipping to 18-14, as Zach just said a few moments ago. Chris Jarrett with you, high atop One Oak Field in the post-game setting. And a tough one tonight. Frisco dropping not only their first series on the road, but the road record starting to take a bit of a hit. They entered this week 10-2 away from Riders Field, but Tulsa taking four of the first five. And Zach also saying that the Riders trying to salvage a series with a win tomorrow and give themselves a bit of momentum as they head back to Riders Field and look to take on the Corpus Christi Hooks. Quickly, Corpus Christi at the bottom of the Texas League South at 12-19, a run differential of negative 24. So I think Frisco certainly due for some strong bounce back ball games here, and hoping to get it at home, get some good crowds, and maybe try and get some things right offensively. This is a ball game where the Riders finish with four hits total, and Johnny Ornelas had three of them. Anyone else to come up with a base hit? It took nine innings. Kellen Strom did it to lead off the bottom of the ninth inning here just a few moments ago. The win goes to Bobby Miller. He's now 1-1 this season. He struck out five in five scoreless innings, three hits, one walk. He was really solid against Frisco, and I think that had a long-term effect on the ball game as well. Jack Leiter gives up six earned on seven hits in an inning and two-thirds. He got a strikeout one walk as well. Grant Wolfram came in and struck out 5 3⅓. Pretty solid. A walk, 2 earned runs on 3 hits. Chase Lee with a scoreless inning. We've said that a lot this year. 1 strikeout, no walks, no hits or runs. And then Sean Chandler with the final 2 innings. He walks 4 and gives up 3 on 2 hits and 1 strikeout. A ball game that took 2 hours and 26 minutes at One Oak Field in front of 6,448 fans. Tomorrow, Cole Reagan's taking the mound, and as Zach says, TBD. It was Michael Grove, but nothing listed at this point. So we'll likely find out pregame who the Drillers starting pitcher will be, but knowing that it'll be Cole Reagan's taking the mound for Frisco tomorrow. Step aside on the Riders postgame show, come back and take a final trip around the Texas League and look to tomorrow's matchup and preview it a bit, taking a look at Cole's numbers this season. That's next on the Riders Baseball Network. Frisco falls tonight in Tulsa, 11-1, the final score.
Carpetech safely cleans and repairs all types of area rugs. For a limited time, when you clean one rug, we'll clean a second rug at half off. With decades of experience, Carpetech has mastered the art of rug cleaning, a process that requires a state-of-the-art facility, specialized equipment, and deep knowledge to effectively clean and restore even the most precious Persian or heirloom rugs. Our rug cleaning sale ends soon, so give us a call for a free estimate at 972-540-5142.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión in 2022. For 4 games this season, the Riders will take the field at Los Quesos Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with your Riders players for 4 home games this season. More information at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride!
In baseball, a winning pitcher looks for the right balance of pitches to dominate hitters. And now, pitchers and fans alike can find the right balance at the table as well with Better Balance, the new meat alternative that's 100% plant-based deliciousness. Players don't want to give up on taste to eat healthier. That's one reason why we created Better Balance, to provide healthy and tasty options that both vegetarians and carnivores will love. Try Better Balance now at the ballpark and soon at better retailers nearby. Better Balance. Nutritious. Delicious. Delightful.
The stars shine bright in North Texas. This is Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah, 11-1, the final score at One Oak Field tonight. Frisco falling, and the Tulsa Drillers get the series win in front of a crowd of over 6,400 fans in downtown Tulsa. Chris Sherry back with you on the Riders postgame show. We'll shut it down on this break when it comes to a close. And Cole Reagan's taking the mound tomorrow for Frisco. It'll be his 6th start of the season. Takes the mound with a 225 earned run average and a 2-1 record this season. 31 strikeouts, 24 innings for Reagan's this year, a whip of 1-2-1, and looking to try and build off of what was his best go to end back-to-back, to conclude what was a back-to-back winning weekend for Frisco. They took Saturday's game behind a strong start from Leiter, and a strong start on Reagan's with 6 innings scoreless. 9 strikeouts, 2 walks against Arkansas on May 8th, hoping for more of that again. Reagan's in the month of May, 11 1/3, 14 Ks, just 4 walks, and 3 earned runs on 10 hits. Really good last time out for Reagan's, and hoping for that again tomorrow as Frisco hopes to end the series in Tulsa with a win and get them back going next week on Tuesday, May 17th, when the Riders return to Riders Field to take on the Corpus Christi Hooks. Some finals around the Texas League on this Saturday, May 14th. Amarillo came back and they won 5-3 against Springfield. And now it's an Amarillo team that is sitting at 17-15. They're just 1 game back, with Frisco falling today, with the Riders at 18-14 this year. Other games that were going on as well. Midland topping Corpus Christi 9-6, the final score. Drops the Hooks to 12-19. And we mention Baseman in the Texas League South. Wichita on the road earlier today defeated Northwest Arkansas in a tight one. 7-6, the final. The Wind Surge with a run in the top of the eighth to push themselves over the hump and get the road win at Arvis Ballpark. Arkansas on the road. They top San Antonio. 6-2, the final score. That one at the Wolf. Both teams committing an error. And the Travs out hitting the Missions 8-6. They scored 2 in the top of the 8th to help push it out of reach. Well, that'll do it for our broadcast tonight. For my broadcast partner, Zach Bigley, I'm Chris Jared. Saying that final one last time, Tulsa topping Frisco 11-1, the final at One Oak Field. Broadcast just a little bit past 1 o'clock tomorrow with first pitch time, so we'll be on the air right after 7:35 with a 10-minute countdown and the pregame coverage at 12:45 with a 1:05 first pitch time between Tulsa and Frisco. They tie together their first of what's two series in the regular season this year. They won't meet again until the second week of September on Tuesday, September 6th at Riders Field. So these two part ways after tomorrow's game and won't see each other again until really the end of the season. We'll talk to you tomorrow at about 12:45. Fans, have a great rest of your night. Enjoy your Saturday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. And as always, let's ride.
Thanks for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Victor Rojas, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit ridersbaseball.com. And until next time, go Riders. Let's ride.